emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail the Biafra.
Good afternoon, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission all the way from Maryland here in the United States of America. Wherever you are, we must welcome you by saying good morning, by saying good afternoon, and by saying good evening. Regardless of where you find yourself on this very day, the 20th of March in the year of our Lord 2014, regardless of what you're doing, regardless of who you're with, regardless of what your schedule is to become, you must take some time out to inform those around you. You must tell your friends and your family. You must tell your loved ones that Radio Biafra live transmission is on from the USA. You must ask them to join us via radiobiafra.co. That is www.radiobiafra.co. Ask them to go to www.peopleofbiafra.org, peopleofbiafra.org. Ask them to go to www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. Ask them to go to Biafra Television. You will ask them to download free Radio Biafra app. Radio Biafra is the only indigenous broadcaster with their own bespoke application for Android and for iTunes devices as well, by which I mean every Apple product. We must welcome you wherever you are by saying good morning once again, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those very brave Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world, those of you in Japan, in China, in Malaysia, in Indonesia. We must welcome you. We must commend you for your tireless service towards what we are seeking to do to restore the sovereignty, the absolute sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. Wherever you are, you must make it a point of duty to inform at least minimum 10 people. You can use your BlackBerry device. You can use your anything you have, WhatsApp. Just name it, as long as your new media platform. You must tell a minimum of 10 people that you are listening to Radio Biafra. It was this same propagation that led us to run into one Okemwosu yesterday in Chicago. The brother rang him from France, telling him that Radio Biafra is in Chicago. He came downstairs to ask his friends if they knew where Radio Biafra was transmitting from. And the friend told him there are only 4 doors down the corridor. And he couldn't believe his eyes when he came in. And that same man, Okemwosu, is now promising to build Radio Biafra studio for our people in Chicago. When I said to him, you people, we need to contribute for it, he said to me, no, I will single-handedly fund it. That he has been looking for this opportunity for many, many years, and now it is here. Therefore, it is incumbent upon you. You must take it as a point of duty to ensure you inform people. Tell your relatives in this part of the world, in Baltimore, in Maryland, in Washington, in New York. Please tell them that Radio Biafra is in this part of the world. Tell them to become part of what we are doing. Ask them to become part of this fastest growing family anywhere on the face of the earth. Ask them to become part of history by joining the indigenous people of Biafra, answering to Biafrans here in the United States of America. We must welcome you. The barrister is with me. So also are some Biafrans here with me this very afternoon. Regardless of where you are, the time must be nearly 9 minutes past the hour. The time here is 9 minutes past 1 p.m. in the afternoon. The same time, it is past 6 p.m. in London, and exactly the same time also past 7 p.m. in Biafra land. This is Radio Biafra live transmission. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I must welcome you personally. I must thank all those Biafrans scattered across the United States that has been phoning me, that has been communicating with me and attending every live broadcast session to give me their support and by extension to support what the indigenous people of Biafra are doing. I must thank each and every one of you. I must also welcome you wherever you are on this planet. Before I go any further, we must remind people that the essence of Radio Biafra is to discuss only one issue. That is the restoration of the Republic of Biafra. Absolute, without any prevarication, without any retreat nor surrender. Our quest is very simple. They give us Biafra or we destroy every living organism in this zoological republic. Regardless of their lobbying, we understand that the Northern Hausa Fulani governors are presently in the United States lobbying the U.S. government to maintain Nigeria as one indivisible entity. That their access to oil may continue unrestricted. That is what we are seeking to destroy completely, because they should not have any hold over us. That is why we must ask you, everybody, regardless of where you are, to redouble your effort to ensure that this kingdom of heaven called Biafra, to ensure that God himself, that Chukwu Abiama, is called down from heaven to come and take his rightful position among his children. That is why Radio Biafra is here. That is why we must speak the truth, regardless of the consequences. That is why our quest must be anchored on truth and honesty. That is why we must remain incorruptible. That is why we must remain whiter than white and whiter than snow. For goodness sake, we are Radio Biafra. People don't do broadcasting the way we do. We are exceptional because man did not determine that we should come. Only Chukwu Abiama did. That is why we go on proclaiming this very gospel. We don't give the news. We preach the gospel of the restoration of Biafra on this very platform. That is what we are going to do, and that is why Biafra is going to come. I will go to the barrister himself. I will invite the very eminent barrister to please acknowledge the wonderful presence of Biafrans here, right here before me, and everybody all across the world, regardless of their continent, regardless of their country, their town, their city, regardless of what they are doing, as long as they are tuned into Radio Biafra, either even by satellite, if they are in Africa and Central Europe, you must welcome them, barrister. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director, and good evening to you, first of all. Good evening to fellow Biafrans who are there with Director. As I always put it, that whenever Director is elsewhere, the spirits and the minds of Biafra goes straight away to that particular destination. Director is not only there with you, we are all there with you, all Biafrans, including our friends and those who support the restoration of Biafra. Director is not only welcomed in the United States, all of us are also welcomed. We appreciate what all of you are doing individually and specifically to bring in about the restoration of Biafra. That is our quest, and that will be our resolve. We cannot do otherwise apart from the restoration of Biafra. Our people are dying on a daily basis. Nobody is speaking for them. Nobody stands for them. Our women are abused, reused, and reabused. Nobody is standing for them. Our children are being beheaded, girls raped. Nobody is talking for them. Nobody is standing for them. It's up to us. I've told Director this many times. Nobody will give you Biafra. You have to take Biafra yourself. Nobody will give you what belongs to you. What belongs to you. There is no negotiation for you to take what belongs to you. Look at what is happening in Crimea in Ukraine. We were told when I was doing history that civilization started in Africa. Why are we lagging behind? Why can't we take the bull by the horn and show the example as it was created from beginning? Read the Bible. I mean Old Testament. It will tell you all the things that happened during the olden days. Everything was centered in Africa. Why can't we behave as we were created? Why do we leave our lives, our decisions, our destinies into the hands of those who are persecuting you. Don't rely on somebody persecuting you to give you what belongs to you. How can you rely on somebody who has taken something away from you to give it back to you? It's impossible. Nobody who is your victimizer can get something that is taken off you and give it back to you willingly. No, because there is a reason why that person took it off from you in the first place. And for you to get what belongs to you, it has to be by fire or by force. Do not think that ordinary plea, or please if you like, will give you what belongs to you. No. We've negotiated, we've waited, we prayed for too long. Nothing is happening. It's about time Biafrans come together. Those who believe and those who didn't believe. My happiness is that those who believe are more and are willing to do the same, to go back home to restore Biafra, so that our people will not be dying anymore, so that our land will not be left empty. So far, a lot of things have been taken out of our land. A lot of people have been killed for the sake of peace. We're not at war, but our people are dying on a daily basis. We are not in conflict with anybody, but we are dying on a minute by minute, hour by hour. Why can't we nip this in the bud forever? Stop it, or we die with it. That is my own consent, and that is what I submit. We should all come out, demonstrate on the 30th of May, show that we are not happy where we are left. Show that we are not happy, the people we are merged together with. The League of Nations, the UN resolution says a country supposed to protect those they are looking after. We are not protected. Biafrans are dying, dying minute by minute, hour by hour. We are not protected. Why are we shying away from our responsibilities, depending on others to bring it for us, depending on UN and European Union to say, hey, Biafrans, go back home? It will not happen. We have to do it, and we want to do it now. Good evening, all of you. Please get your pen and paper as usual. Do not forget to turn off your listening devices so that when your name is mentioned, you turn it off and listen to us live here on Radio Biafra. We are not going anywhere else apart from going to Biafra land. Thank you, Director. I'm standing before you, and I'm standing with you.
Thank you very much. I know you will. That was the voice of the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, who kindly joined us from London. The barrister is ever dependable and ever reliable. I would not expect anything less of somebody that calls himself a Biafran. That is what we expect. He's not Igbo, he is Biafran. Anytime you say you are an Igbo person, that means you're a suspect. If you say you're a Biafran, people can reckon with you. That means if you ask us to stand, we stand. If you say we should run, we run. Because your word is yea and amen. If you're Igbo, it is something entirely different. You can see what they're doing at their useless confab. I have an announcement to make, and I must make it. I am reporting this very evening. If you're in Central Europe, this very afternoon, if you're here on the eastern shores of the United States of America, that our new European representative is Uche Asiebu. We call him Omio Mio. Uche Asiebu is our new European representative. He will assume office from Monday. He has been given every instrument of office by our coordinator of coordinators, Uche Nonyema. He is going to assume his office starting from Monday. Every coordinator in Europe is expected to listen to what Uche Asiebu has to say. He will make an announcement later on. He is our new European representative. Uche Asiebu is one of those responsible for converting Ohanaeze Ndigbo to Ohanaeze Biafra in Victoria in Spain. That is how formidable they are. When I went to address them, the cohesion and the unity they expressed, what I saw before me was compelling. It is only befitting that the people who are responsible for putting such units together is appropriately rewarded by bringing their skills and their talent to the fore, to bring it for Victoria all over Europe, to serve his country with every ounce of patriotism and diligence, to put his country before his family. Because if you cannot put Biafra before your family, you cannot work with us. I cannot refer to you as one of us. Anytime I say that somebody is one of us, it means that Biafra comes second only to Chukwu Abiama. The third thing is life, and then your family. Biafra must be more important than your family if you want to work with us. If you put your family first, that means you are not qualified to be referred to as one of us. I hope that Omiomio in time to come, Ucha Siebu, will be known and referred to as one of this very noble family, because we must remain without fear before our enemies. Very, very critical. We welcome him to this family of Biafrans, indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, answering to Biafrans depending on where they are in the world. We are making it very clear that Ucha Siebu, popularly known as Omiomio, is now our European representative. And this is Radio Biafra. However, before I go on to bring the news headlines and accompanying news summary, I have some people with me here in the makeshift studios of Radio Biafra in Maryland, and they must give us their names and where they come from. Here today, please. They must tell us where they come from, and they are going to co-host this program with me, not to say their names and disappear. If it's English, we speak. If it's Igbo, Ibibio, Kalabari, anything that comes to us, we must speak it, because this is Radio Biafra. We must proceed. Please, your name and where you come from. And I hope you're not reading from a laptop or a book. Some of you have forgotten where you come from in America. Yeah, I say to people, tell me where you come from. They start looking at their phone, calling their parents to remind them where they come from. Here it will not happen. You will tell us. You close your computer and tell us where you come from. Please go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Chioma Amaryllis Ahagotu. I'm from Izinihitli in Mbise. Thank you.
Yes. It's in where? Which country is it in?
In Biafra land.
Wonderful. 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 Please, the next person. The very next person, please. Yes. The next person, please. Yes, go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Daniel Nwosu. I am from Oman Jemimbiri in Mbitoli, LGA, Biafra land.
Wonderful.
I live here in Maryland, and by the grace of God, I thank God for making it possible for me to be in the presence of our able director in person of Nnamdi Kanu. It's an honor to stand before you today, the Biafrans all over the world, and to introduce my name again, Daniel Ihe Chukwu Nwosu. Today, we are here to make sure that all it takes to restore Biafra is done. And by the grace of God, we will continue to hear from each other in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Thank you very, very much. Please go ahead.
Good morning, all the people of Biafra. My name is Olivia Mwoso, and I'm come from Imunjemunberi in Bitoli, Biafra land. And director, we welcome you for coming.
Thank you.
We are glad you are finally here.
Thank you.
Thank God for Johnny Mercy.
Thank you very much. You didn't want to tell people that your father is here.
Oh, my dad is here. He's Daniel Mwoso.
Your father is here.
Yes.
Very, very important. A very handsome man, I must say.
Thank you.
Very, very handsome.
Thanks.
Yes. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are welcoming you. We are, of course, waiting for those of them who are on the road coming to this very place. And the barrister is with me. People are walking. We must understand that now is after 1 in the afternoon. And under normal circumstances, people in America walk. Even when there is no work, talk less of a working day. You must know that they are in their offices. The same way we want to build Biafra, that is how they are going about building America. We do not begrudge them. We want them to be very, very successful at what they do, because America is our hope. Americans are going to give us Biafra. They are going to work very hard in conjunction with other people all over the world. The Americans are going to spearhead it. Biafrans here in this country are going to lead this very charge for freedom. And we shall follow them. and Biafra shall come, as I was reminded yesterday, and I must thank those of them in Chicago under the able leadership of one Nunu. We must commend him for what he did in Chicago. People are raving about the people of Chicago and what they did, and before that, Los Angeles as well. We thank each and every one of you that honored our call, both in Los Angeles and also in Chicago. For the quality of men and women that attended, we must commend each and every one of you. We must commend our coordinators for making things possible, for making the impossible possible, for making it realistic for us to go forth to proclaim that indeed we have Biafrans here in the USA. And it is to those Biafrans that we call upon to ensure that shame cannot and should not befall us, because we are the children of Chukwu Abiama, and we are here to do justice to that very glory and blessing bequeathed to our ancestors. We are here to seek the restoration of the kingdom of heaven on this very earth. And this is Radio Biafra. Our number, should you wish to call us when our lines open as usual, whilst here in the USA, remains +1 240 217 7185. Please, you must write this down and give to people. If anybody is asking, how do I get through? How do I speak my mind? Because on Radio Biafra, you are in one part of the world when you speak. Everybody across the entire 24 time zones of the world will be able to hear you. And that is why we say, the same way you're listening today, with diligence and dedication, the same way we expect you, please, to make sure you come out on the 30th of May to honor those brave men and women that sacrificed their lives that we may live, to come and honor those that served under arms in order to defend the honor and dignity which you enjoy today. That is why anywhere you mention Biafra, people stand to attention. We must remember them, the women and children killed for no reason, the men beheaded for no other reason than they are Christians and that they are Biafrans, those who have been marginalized, those who have been rendered destitute. We must make sure we honor them. We must make sure we remember them, that the glory of Chukwu Abiama may once again climb down from heavens and be amongst his chosen children. Those children are called the Biafran people, and that is what we are here to do, to return people to where they come from, to return them to the maker that made them, to return them to Chukwu Abiama, that his name may forever be adored and worshipped on the land he created and gave to our ancestors. That is what we are here to do. Our work is not just temporal. Our work is not political. Our work is more spiritual. Our work is reconnecting us with the heavenly realm from whence we came. And this is Radio Biafra. Once again, the number to call is +1 240 217 7185. Our Skype remains the same, and they're open today. It's just Radio Biafra, all one word, Radio Biafra. You can also join us if you're a principal officer of this very movement via Rapid Response 68. They know how to get through. Please, 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 the number once again is +1 240 217 7185. And this is Radio Biafra. We are proceeding to bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day. I don't know how long I'm going to keep reading this news. I can analyze them, yes, but we are going to make sure that we activate those that said they will read news for us, and that their training is now complete, that they may come forward and begin to read the news for us, so that I can concentrate on analysis and, of course, debating and bantering with all Biafrans all over the world, but more critically, Barrister Mamezu. This is Radio Biafra. We are reporting on this very day that the Hausa Fulani people, it defies logic and belief. It defies human understanding, but it is true that they are seeking 100 billion naira to rebuild Sokoto, to rebuild Maiduguri, to rebuild all the areas they claim has been ravaged by Boko Haram that they themselves created. I must repeat this headline. They are telling us today that Hausa Fulani people, the same people that created Boko Haram, the same people that have been feeding on the blood of Biafrans in the northern part of the Zoological Republic, they are asking for 100 billion naira. Nobody gave us anything after the war. And the funniest thing was that the little we had, they took from us, thereby bringing what was said in the scriptures to reality. That even those that don't have, they will take from them and give to those that have. Well, we are killed. 3.5 million people massacred. Everything we had as a people taken away from us. Even the meager savings we had was taken away from us. Only a few months of revolution in the northern part of the zoo. And the same house are Fulani people that have looted the treasury dry. The same house are Fulani people that only yesterday United States was saying Abacha stole $2 billion. They are now asking for $100 billion. That they may rebuild areas that they themselves destroyed. Those of us that actually own the oil from where all this money is coming from, they could not build a bridge for us. They cannot pay for our education. The little money we had was taken away from us immediately after the war. Yet, Hausa people, you create Boko Haram. Boko Haram will get amnesty of 3 million each person, 300,000 every month for 3 years. You still come back again and ask for money. And Jonathan, being so weak and imbecilic, will grant it to them. That is the zoo that we live in. That is where they want us to have one Nigeria. They created Boko Haram. Boko Haram destroyed their own villages. Now they're asking for money to rebuild it. The money is going to come from Biafra land. The people that they stole everything from, they killed us, they pillaged, they destroyed everywhere. There is no federal government presence in the entire Biafra land. And people are telling me that somehow this is very fair. I don't think it is. We are also reporting today that the crude oil upon which the unity of the zoo is predicated, that the oil barrels are low. I wish they can say there is no more crude oil left. But unfortunately, they still have 35 million barrels to sell. That's what they're saying. They have depleted it. Hausa Fulani people, Dangote, Babangida, Atiku Abubakar, Buhari, they have stolen all the money. They have stolen all the barrels of oil. It's only 35 million left, the ones they can find. The northern governors, Hausa Fulani people, and their rulers are calling for emergency meeting on Boko Haram and national conference. On Boko Haram alone. Boko Haram that they created. Boko Haram that their religion created, helped, and propagated. Boko Haram that Sharia law brought to the fore. Boko Haram that the Sultan of Sokoto himself instigated. Boko Haram financed by Buhari. All Hausa people, they are calling for emergency meeting. They have sown the virus that will destroy them from within. That is why people can now see why I support Boko Haram. And long may they continue what they are doing. Italian police have now launched a probe into how Jonathan, President Jonathan, and Desiane Madieke and the other people shared oil block funds. Jonathan is also a criminal like them. He's claiming he doesn't have a house, he doesn't have a boat. The children don't go to private school. What utter nonsense. Are you talking to children? Italians are probing him. I told Jonathan that you're finished. The day you sacked Stella Odua, every veneer of cover you had and protection you had from Radio Biafra was removed from you that very day. Now you are open and exposed and they're going to get you. Italians are launching a probe, which means you cannot travel to Italy. Very soon they will issue Interpol European-wide warrant for your arrest. You can no longer go to Europe. They will cut off your legs before Boko Haram will kill you in office. And nobody will ask questions about it because you have been very weak, imbecilic, and very foolish as a president. You don't know what to do with power. Italians are chasing you. Jonathan is not capable of leading the zoo, according to our Abdul Kader. Hausas do not want anybody to rule them because it is against their Islamic edicts for them to be ruled by a Christian. That is one thing some so-called one Nigerians don't understand. That in the Muslim world, it is actually an apostasy for a Christian to preside over the affairs of a Muslim. Very simple. They are going for Jonathan, and I told you that they will get him. They will get the buffoon. He is weak and imbecilic. We are also reporting on this very day that Oluseji Ofo, I don't know where this man comes from, and Al Mustafa, the murderer, the man that killed Kudirat Abiola, the murderer, they have launched what they call the Think Nigeria Christian Muslim Movement. This is a country without honor and shame. This is a convicted murderer only pardoned because Jonathan wants to win election again. He's trying to curry favor with the hardcore Hausa people. Al Mustafa was released. This Al Mustafa has joined with a useless, hopeless Christian that they call Ayo Oluseji Ofo to go and form Christian Muslim Alliance so that they can keep Nigeria as one. We are also reporting today that Radio Biafra, as we announced the world ago, some days ago, which has been distorted, that we are now on satellite. Radio Biafra is on satellite. We are on MOS 5 satellite. If you point your dish to 17 degrees east, the frequency is 12216V S/R 27500 FEC 3/4. That sounds like a mathematical equation, but that is our frequency. And Radio Biafra is on satellite, and other people are trying to claim credit for it, in keeping with the zoo where lies and deceit pervades every strata of society. But for us, we believe that only truth can set us free. As long as we exist, we shall continue to speak the truth. That Radio Biafra is on satellite, and that is where we are going to remain until our transmitter starts functioning, until we bring you Biafra Television. Therefore, if you have a relative, if you have relatives back home, it is incumbent upon you to make sure that they receive digital quality Radio Biafra live transmission all the time, that we may tell them what is to come before that does come. This is Radio Biafra. We are also looking at the immigration strategy and the employment process in the zoo, where there is complete absence of integrity, of honesty, that has led me always to question the essence and being of a black African. I can't understand how they manage, despite every odd, to make what seems simple extremely complex and difficult. We are also reporting that some criminal Yoruba media press are reporting that Masop is somehow involved in the launching of Radio Biafra into satellite. We are here to put that very, very clear. And we are making it abundantly clear that Masop and Rafa Wasrike are not a splinter group of the indigenous people of Biafra. We know who are the indigenous people of Biafra, and they are not involved in kidnapping. They are not involved in criminality. They are not involved in all manner of abomination. They do not dine with politicians. They don't go to Abuja to collect oil contracts. These people do not fly first class from the seat of power of the enemy to another territory of the enemy, which I mean Abuja to Lagos. These are people who are dedicated in every way possible by truth and honesty to the restoration of the dignity of not just man, but that the kingdom of God may descend from heaven itself and rest on this earth in the territory we call Biafra. We don't have anything to do with criminals. We are whiter than white and whiter than snow. Our incorruptibility is there for anybody to see. That is why we are so open. That is why we take our calls regardless of who is coming from. That this radio station is a transparent and open, honest platform. If there is anything wrong we have done, we challenge you to come on the air and say it. Because we are incorruptible. Incorruptible. Honesty. Transparency. Anything you want, we give it to you. But one thing we can never compromise on is our quest to restore our country to where it should be. Republic of Biafra is coming, and nothing can stop it. You are in our way, and we crush you. Very simple. We are also reporting today, as I touched upon yesterday, that even the criminal murderer called Al Mustafa, when a criminal is telling you that a bunch of other criminals will need to be swept away via revolution, you know that something imminent is about to happen. And now the news in detail. Northern lawmakers, which by which they mean Hausa, Fulani, Ndiawasan, and the Fulani, those of them who are fortunate enough to be stealing money from the heart of government of the zoo. They have put the losses resulting from Boko Haram attacks in the northeast at over 100 billion naira and claim that the amount was needed to rebuild the zone. And Jonathan, being very weak, what they're telling us in effect is that Jonathan has agreed 100 billion naira to rebuild the northeast. That's what they're telling us, because before they say this thing, anything they say, they get. They cannot build Niger Bridge. They claim it's going to cost 117 billion. They only gave us 30 billion, which some idiots did not understand. They said Jonathan is building a bridge. He is not building anything. No second Niger Bridge will be built. Ever, ever, ever. Never, it will never be built. Now the Northerners are asking for 100 billion to rebuild an area that they themselves destroyed. A northern politician gives money to Boko Haram to go and kill and destroy villages. They do it. He goes back to Jonathan saying, give us more money. And Jonathan will give them. Impotent, weak, pathetic, annoying. These are some of the adjectives anybody can use to describe Jonathan, and you won't be out of place. A member of the House of Representatives from Borno State, Mr. Abdulrahman Abaterab, who moved a motion on the cost of the attacks on Wednesday, said that the sect caused immeasurable destruction of lives, property, and public infrastructure, such as schools, hospitals, worship centers, and marketplaces. They are tabling this on the floor of the House. There was no Igbo lawmaker, no Biafran lawmaker brave enough to go and table a motion saying Igbo properties are being destroyed in the north. Igbo properties are being destroyed by Yoruba people. Nobody said it. But these people have come bravely. Jonathan have given them the signal to go and table this motion. He will give them the money. And what can you do about it? Nothing. If you're in America, you are slaving as usual. Working. When they are taking the oil from your land to go and pay compensation to the same people that killed you. How amazing is that? We must tell you the truth. That is our job. The Department of Petroleum Resources said on Tuesday that Nigeria's oil reserves had dropped. It has gone, run away. They've finished off down to 40 billion. It has dropped from 40 billion, people must understand, to 35 billion barrels. A director in the department, Mr. George Osahon, made this known in an interview with newsmen at the ongoing oil and gas seminar in Abuja. Osahon attributed the development to reduction in oil production in the country. He said that some oil wells in the Niger Delta have stopped production because they had attained maturity. He also said that the vandalism and other unwholesome acts in the oil distribution process in the region accounted for the drop in production of crude oil. That is the only thing they sell. Nigeria runs a rentier economy. They sell only one product as any primitive society would. There is no difference between the so-called zoo that you're looking at today, the so-called Nigeria you're looking at, the zoological republic created by Frederick Lugar, the Scottish man, one single white man, named them after a river. There is no difference between the inhabitants of this place than people living in caves. Millions of years ago, Neanderthals are better than anybody inhabiting that geopolitical monstrosity they call Nigeria, the zoological republic, the zoo itself. They sell oil and they import every other thing. A Hausa person, because of they have been corrupted by this oil to the extent whereby a Hausa man can go and buy kerosene and matches and set his house on fire and then go back to Abuja and ask Jonathan to rebuild the house and give him a new one, and Jonathan would. Because Jonathan is weak and imbecilic. Thirteen northern governors met with U.S. officials. They are in United States of America. The same time that I'm here. I don't know if my interview is going on with Sahara Reporter on Saturday. Is that correct? I shall be in New York to enlighten them on Saturday. My dear Lord, they wish they never came to USA. If they are brave enough. I want to be interviewed live, not recorded. Live interview. That we may shake the foundations of that very big city. They are here lobbying the American government. Isn't it very funny that Muslims are lobbying Christians so that they can hold Christians in Biafra land in perpetual bondage? And what are we doing? We are at work. Working at McDonald's in America. Hausa people, they left their cattle in the field to be grazing in your mother's farm. They came to America to tell American government, who speak English the way you do, who go to the same church and quote Matthew, Paul and Mark in the same Bible. These are Muslims with Quran. They came with Quran. You're coming with Bible. The same people carrying Bible don't want to see you, but they will welcome those with Quran. How amazing is that? They are in America to lobby. And our people are here. Name World Igbo Congress, useless people. World Igbo Congress. Hausa people left Sokoto. They left Mina. They left Maiduguri to come here. But World Igbo Congress is in Houston, in Texas. What have they done? Nothing. They cannot come to Washington to lobby. But Hausa people left their cattle in Gombe, left their cattle in Katsina, to come here to lobby the American government, to lobby a Christian government. But you have Christians here who are in Houston claiming their World Igbo Congress in Zukibunzukumunne. Stupid, very stupid people. Stupid, stupid people. They said they're intellectuals who cannot intellectualize, you cannot reason. In Eba and there was CSU lobby Eba, talking to your senators that you voted into power. And they tell me they're intelligent people. How dare you be in America and somebody will leave Borno, will leave Maiduguri, will leave Katsina, will leave Gombe, will leave Guzo to come to America to lobby the same lawmaker that you yourself as an evil, stupid person voted into power. And you have done nothing. I just said, I'm gone. And I'm watching him on Wakagiri. How stupid are you? That is why they can't debate him. They run away. Even the one in Texas ran away. I was in Texas now. Did he come out? Then says, no. They can't speak when they see me. The Northern Governors Forum called an emergency meeting for Tuesday, March 25th, in Abuja, Nigeria's capital. The meeting is to discuss the security situation in the region and the ongoing national conference. This is how they do things. Hausa people, they have taken counsel from Arabs. The British have told them what to do. Before the Northern Governors came to USA, the British would have called the USA to say you must see them because they are gaining from it. But all that is going to change very, very shortly. All of that will change. And when it does change, the world will know that we are Biafrans. This time around, death is not even an option. We are going to die and we'll take everybody with us. That is an assurance. Very, very simple. The police in Italy, people must listen carefully. They have launched an investigation into Nigeria's most infamous deep water oil block, OPL245. By this action, they joined the British, who in July last year also began a probe of the allegation that money laundering may have been involved in a $1.3 billion Nigerian oil block deal involving Royal Dutch Shell and Italy's Eni S.p.A. According to previous reports, the two companies are alleged to have paid as much as $1.92 billion to the Nigerian government using a JP Morgan Chase bank in London. The British banks and the British government are complicit in money laundering. They will tell you about money laundering. They talk to you about it all the time. They are breaking international law every blessed day. Chase Morgan in London with British government, British companies duping, looting, impoverishing black people in Africa. Making sure that you remain poor. Making sure you will come to their country to wash their toilets for them. Making sure you will come to bath their old mother. They are in Chase Bank stealing your money. Their mother is old, almost 90 years old. And you will live there, you are in Igbo land. You come to London, you begin to wash the mother. But they are stealing your money. And I wonder who made black people. People can't reason. But here we try to make you to try to reason. To see sense. To try to come to your senses, to make you feel as if you're actually a human being who is capable of reasoning, because most of us cannot reason, unfortunately. You are busy running all over the place, doing care work in London. When we tell you about Biafra, you say, no, 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 no. But a little boy of 25 years old is somewhere in Canary Wharf cutting a deal that is taking oil from your village, coming over to England They are bribing your government. And Jonathan took the money. Jonathan is finished. A former minister of youth development, barrister Inua Abdulkader, has called on Nigerians to vote out President Goodluck Jonathan during the 2015 presidential election, saying that the president is not capable of leading the nation. He is not even capable of leading a clan, a community meeting. Talk less of a country. I for once, I agree with a Hausa person. The man is weak. The man is useless. He is imbecilic, indecisive. He lacks forward thinking. I feel sorry for him. A non-governmental organization, Think Nigeria Christian Muslim Movement, led by Pastor Ayo Olusejuofo and Major Hamza al-Mustafa, the murderer and killer of Kudirat Abiola, we must make that very clear. He was convicted. Has advocated what it called institutional revolution through tolerance, statesmanship, honesty, commitment to the unity of Nigeria. Commitment to the unity of... Why are they in one Nigeria? Yorubas are afraid because they know that Hausa Muslims will swallow them. And that is going to happen. They know that the Yorubas will receive their treatment last. And they will be the ones to suffer it the most. Because the Hausas will consume them, using Yoruba Muslims to overwhelm the Yoruba Christians and deal with them very effectively. He's forming Muslim Christian alliance based on the oil in Biafra land. They are criminals and they will not succeed. He's carrying a Bible. We reiterate once again our gratitude to Chukwu Abiyama for making it possible for Radio Biafra to be live on satellite on Amos 5 satellite. Point your dish to 17 degrees east, anywhere you are in Africa, and you should receive Radio Biafra in digital quality, clear on satellite. That is what we are able to do, because indigenous people of Biafra all over the world are full of very formidable men and women. Although some of them have been slacking, we are going to expose some people, some countries where we've been taking calls from, but they have not been living up to their own obligation towards this struggle, because since January they have not done anything up until now, but they call themselves Biafrans. They want Biafra. We want to ask them, how are we going to get Biafra without guns and bullets? How are we going to get Biafra without a transmitter on the ground broadcasting? How are we going to get Biafra if Biafra television is not also on satellite? How are we going to get Biafra if we lack accommodation to house our people? How do we get Biafra if we don't have any mode of transportation to move our men from one area to the other? You want Biafra? No, also. We are also reporting today that the employment process in Nigeria seems to be shrouded in one mystery or the other. Many people from the zoo have since come to the conclusion that employment into the civil service is crucially based on who you know, as if that is news. Merit, it seems, means little or nothing. Therefore, going to school doesn't have any sense. You don't have to go to school to get a job in the zoo. You don't need to make first class to be considered as somebody who is brilliant enough to be able to do something meaningful for the society. It depends on who you know. And if you're a girl, it depends on who you're sleeping with. It's as simple as that. That is what people do in the animal kingdom. That is why the zoo remains forever and ever a zoo. We can't go further. Of course, we know what they're made up of. We once again state it very clearly that there is no Biafra secessionist group that has gone live on satellite. Apart from, we are not seceding from anybody. You secede from something you have stolen. We were there before. What were we before Lugard came? We did not secede from anybody. We were Biafrans before this man came. And we are going to remain Biafrans forever and ever. We are not seceding from anybody. We are only saying, leave us alone. Seceding means you want to go away from something you were before. The zoo came into existence officially on January the 1st, 1914. Therefore, we don't have any business with it. We are not seceding. My ancestors have always come from Isiama Faruku Ibeku before somebody came from Scotland. How can I therefore secede from Isiama Faruku Ibeku? Is that possible? It is not possible. I have not come That is my land, that is my homeland, where my ancestors gave birth and bore generations before me. How can I secede from it? I cannot. The only person that needs to secede is the criminal British interest in that very place, which will go up in smoke, we promise them, unless they let us be. We want people to come to invest. We want to be able to trade. America blew the British away from this very territory I'm broadcasting from today. The Israelis did the same thing when they had the Palestine mandate. It seems to me the only thing they understand is bombs, guns, and bullets. They don't understand decency. They don't understand honor. They don't know that we value life. We value life so much, we ask them to leave us alone. You go with your Hausa Fulani people, just leave us alone. We are also reporting on this very day that even somebody as criminally minded as Al Mustafa is calling for a revolution. We touched on this news yesterday. We are therefore not going to be able to go into it again. I will ask the barrister to please try and rejoin me. This is Radio Biafra, live transmission all the way from Maryland on the eastern shores, if I'm not mistaken, of the United States of America. We must welcome you once again, wherever you are. You are not mistaken. This is Radio Biafra, live transmission, with the time now standing at approximately 5 minutes to 2 p.m. in the afternoon here, 5 minutes to 7 p.m. in London, 5 minutes to 8 p.m. in Biafra land. This is Radio Biafra. The barrister was with me before. I shall once again ask him to try and rejoin me, and very shortly our line shall open. If you want to call us, the number to call is +1 240 217 7185. I repeat, +1 240 217 7185. This is Radio Biafra, and also via Skype. All you need to do is to add Radio Biafra. That is all you need to do. Whilst I wait for the barrister, I know that Chioma has something to say. So also does Mr. Nwosu, who is here with me. I don't know if he's chief. Are you high chief?
No.
Or low chief? Yes. You don't have anything to say? She doesn't have anything to say. For once, she doesn't have anything to say. Very, very good. Emana, Ihu Dikena Nyumanko. I don't know. You want to go? Okay, wonderful. Well, please give Mr. Nwosu the microphone, please, so that he can say something whilst I wait for the very eminent barrister himself. Please go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Once again, my name is Ifeanyi Chukwu Nwosu from Omunjem in Biri, in Biafra land. I want to use this opportunity again to greet all Biafrans all around the world. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and good night, all Biafrans and friends of Biafra all over the world. Today is a very important day for me as a Biafran, because I never knew that I will one day hold a microphone to address the entire world of Biafrans and friends of Biafra. But what I want to say at this point is this. Please, all Biafrans, wherever you may be, in the name of Chukwu Abiyama, the Chukwu Okike, Biafra is beckoning on each and every one of us. Biafra needs your help to be restored. Therefore, whatever you can do, you are not being asked to do that very much. Whatever little you can do to restore Biafra, please, by the grace of God, just do it. It is a noble cause. We are not asking to be given any portion of the land that doesn't belong to us. We are not asking to be given anything that doesn't belong to Biafrans. We are only asking to be left alone, just like our director usually say. We are asking to be left alone because we are God-fearing and children of God. And there is no way you can mix water and oil and then expect to have a good combination. There will always be separation. And at this time, the time is right. And there's no other time than now that each and every one of us is expected to rise and do what is right. And what is right is this. On 30th May, please, all Biafrans in Maryland, in D.C., in Virginia, Delaware, wherever you may be, all around the world, we are expected, please, to come out in mass, demonstrate peacefully, so that the world can hear our voice and then our voice will be heard by all and sundry, that our dreams and aspiration will be, you know, will be achieved. We are asking. It's a simple thing. If it is a party, if it's an organizational issue that you have to go and dress up in your Biafran attire, I'm sure everybody will do that. But it is something that we expected to do just one time, once in a lifetime, maybe. Just rise up. Rise up. Our director and the board of and the editorial board of Biafra Radio cannot do this alone. They all rely on each and every one of us. We rely on each and every one of Biafrans all over the world to do this for the sake of yourself, for the sake of your children, for the sake of Biafra, that we may stand together and as a people, that people will begin to respect every black man all over the world, and our unity and dignity will be restored. This is what I have to say at this moment. Therefore, please, I encourage every one of us, don't be afraid. Do not be afraid. The United States government is not going to arrest you because you're not a criminal. You are doing what they did in the time when it was necessary. Every American rose up and they spoke up against what was injustice then. And that's why we are here, enjoying the good things this nation can offer. So why can't you come out? Why can't you identify yourself with this double cause? Please, don't be hiding. In the course of my going around talking to people about the issue of Biafra, they've asked me so many questions, and I don't want to repeat them here because it's so demoralizing to hear such from a Biafran. Therefore, please, all we ask for, rise up. The time is now. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Well spoken. Well spoken. This is Radio Biafra. Whilst I wait for the barrister to please rejoin me, it seems to me that we have somebody on the line, and also we have Professor Odenigbo with us. I shall go to him very shortly.
Hello.
But before I do so, please, the caller on the phone, yes, I'm talking to you, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Give me your name and where you're calling from.
Okay. My name is Ikechukwu. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Ikechukwu, what is your surname? Please speak up. You're away from the microphone. You are very far from the microphone. Please speak up. Come closer and give me your surname, please. Hello? We have a caller on the phone, please. Your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Reginald Ozo Amaka Opara.
Yes.
I'm from Ezialankuru, Abombise, local government of Biafran land. I'm the zone coordinator of the Northeast. Director, on behalf of those of us in Maryland, especially those of us in the Northeast, especially Maryland, you're highly welcome to the state of Maryland.
Thank you.
Even though, you're very much welcome. Even though I will not be physically present to be with you there, but our spirits deal with you guys. Let me quickly run down how progressive we've been so far. I don't know if you want to listen to that.
The world wants to listen because anywhere we go in the U.S., we want to see if we've made improvements from the last time when we came, when they were hiding, to now.
Good.
So anything you can tell us will be welcome. Please go ahead.
Good. I remember vividly 2012, about 6 months after Ujuku died. That was the first time I first started listening to Radio Biafra. The turnout was really, really poor. I felt like I was the only one who listens from Maryland. But as time goes on, as time goes by, you started coming out one by one. That is to say, in a way, we're progressing. And I can tell you, most of us are not physically present there. Because of the time factor, we couldn't take off from where we work. But I tell you, we have a lot of listeners from this part of the world. And we've gone around the streets to preach this gospel of Biafra to the people. We've gone to the various churches. We've gone to see the priest. We've gone to African restaurants, even on the streets. They're naturally difficult. They don't go through the door. They go through the window. They know the person. But I'm just pleading now. Let's give them the grace. Hopefully, with more time, I got for an Igwe. But however, you're highly welcome to the state of Maryland, and we wish you the best of stay here. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. We can see some improvements from the last time. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. You will give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone.
Can you, my name is Isaac Oko.
Isaac, how can I hear you when there is something going on in your background? It's not possible. You need to turn your system off and speak to me over the phone.
My name is Isaac Oko.
Yes, Isaac, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Cotonou.
From Cotonou?
Yeah.
Please go ahead. Cotonou is in Benin Republic. Isaac, go ahead. We are listening.
Yeah.
So is the whole world. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
I'm from Akano Ahafia in Biafra land.
Yes. Ahafia people are warriors. Go ahead.
I've been listening to your program. I'm very, very happy. Okay. I just saw the headlines in Nigeria, one of Nigerian papers, that Biafra is now on satellite, so I scanned and I got it.
Oh, you got it on satellite. Are you listening on satellite now?
Yeah, I'm listening on satellite.
That's wonderful. Yeah. That is wonderful. Please go ahead. And also tell other people, tell all those around you to reposition their satellites. They will get us. Go ahead.
I will do that. So I'm happy in what you are doing. Just be courageous. Don't try. Don't allow anything to discourage you. Move on. I will do what I can do in my own capacity. Thank you very much.
And God bless you too. People are listening. People are calling us, even from Cotonou. This is Radio Biafra. The barrister, are you with me?
Yes, director, I'm here. I've been trying to reach you back.
Okay, please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, director, well done for the news. At the point of the analysis, your line went away. So, and since then, I've been trying to organize some of the things that you discussed on your news chart. To explain some of the information that is hidden inside the news discussion that you brought to us from Radio Biafra, United States. Director, the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram are seeking for $100 billion to renovate and to rebuild Sokoto and all the rest of it. Goodluck Jonathan will not give them half and ask them to find half. He will not even question why they want to rebuild when Boko Haram are not yet gone. Can you see some of the idiosyncrasy of this your president? He is prepared to give it, and those who are causing destruction and killing and mayhem are not even gone yet. So what if he gives the money after the rebuilding and they go again and destroy it? He wouldn't think that way. It would not occur to him that the people who are causing all these destructions are the people that were arrested, put in prison. He released them, gave them money, and gave them SUV individually, and promised them continuous payment for 3 years. And now Hausa Fulani Boko Haram are asking for $100 billion. I remember when our own brother Obong, the barrister from
is it Gospel Akpabio? Is it Gospel Akpabio?
After the Nakpo, Gospel Akpabio, that's correct. Okay. The governor, he said after the end of the civil war, that Gowon promised rehabilitation, restoration, and reconstruction. Did we see any? No. Just like you rightly said earlier, director, Ohanaeze Ndigbo and those who represent them, how many times have they requested the reconstruction of Biafran land? How many times have they even spoken anything about it? But they are prepared to collect bribe and fight over the bribe. None of them are representing a single image from Biafra land. What a big shame. But Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, who have been causing destruction in that land, are the same people asking for this amount of money. But Goodluck Jonathan will not do the bridge that belongs to Biafrans. He's prepared to give you half. While the oil is coming from our land, yet our people will look away because they'll give them some few money to keep quiet. And that is what is destroying the Igbos. And that is why we are the way we are. And that is why we are divided, because some section of people are apt to collect some bribes, to collect a little token and look away, while the fellow brothers and sisters, wives and sisters and brothers and children are killed. Do not do anything about it. And they are prepared to answer under one Nigeria. Emergency call from the Arewa and Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. They are calling on how to intensify the killings of Biafra. That is all it is. There's no other emergency they are calling for. They are into this conference. They are pretending. Unless they are forced out of that zoo, Hausa Fulani Boko Haram would not deliberately live on their own. If they leave, what would they feed on? But they will be forced out. The emergency is so that Boko Haram will intensify since they are now in our lands. There's no other reason why they are calling emergency call. Director, we have to be aware of this and we have to speed up our efforts in combating them and keeping them where they're supposed to be. Italian government, of course, after Goodluck Jonathan, he will not go nowhere. As you rightly said, when they stop him coming over, Boko Haram will easily catch him. He can't fly. Remember, he has 11 jets. He won't even fly one. Talk less of flying any other. He is part of the corruption. It was last year that the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram were accusing him. And we came to his rescue. Defending him, he just started the office, which is not up to 3 years. But he sacked our sister. He sacked our sisters, our brothers, who were supposed to be there in charge with him. Why do we have to defend somebody who has no heads, who has no meaning? He has no attributes to helping the Biafrans. So why should we support him? He can go with the Italians. Remember the probe Berlusconi. They will probe him the same way. I was listening to news yesterday. You were talking about probing the Zulu warrior. What's his name? President of South Africa, Jacob Zuma. They want to probe him for $10,000 or pounds for using to refurbish his house and swimming pool. Nigerians, those zoological expired nation country, has been embezzling money. Who has ever probed anybody? But the Italians will do exactly what they did to their own prime minister. No, Jonathan should went there. Some of the things we cannot do. We have people who will do it for us. Mazob want to claim some credit because they are very close with Yoruba media. They are giving them money to tell them they have hands in the connectivity and in the realization of satellite. He can claim it, but the reality is what people know. We broadcast here on Radio Biafra. Do and what we will do and what we are on. Mazob and Wazwike, they have never told us anything tangible, anything good that we do. And they are not in a position to do anything good. That's the difference between us and them. Director, I am here for now. Let me watch and listen.
Thank you very much for that. That was the voice of the barrister himself, the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, our lines are now open. If you have anything to say, you must say it. You must call +1 240 217 7185. And also, our Skype line is also open. I don't know what is wrong. Of course, we have iPads now all over the place. So, although it's not been set up, but I believe that our Skype lines are behaving. But I also have with me on the line, not in the studio, Professor Denibo. I don't know if I can reach him. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director, you can hear me.
Wonderful. Please go ahead. Your admirers are all over the place, including this very place, and I happen to be one of them. Please, you will go on to acknowledge Biafrans who are in every part of this planet listening this very moment to your voice. Please go ahead.
I want to say hello to all Biafrans around the world, particularly here in the United States. I'm honored to be able to welcome you a second time to the United States.
Thank you.
Particularly welcoming you to the Northeast for the first time.
Yes.
Which is my own zone.
Exactly. The first time we found people here.
Yes.
Please go ahead.
You remember when I was imploring you to please make a second missionary journey
that is
to America?
Correct. That's correct, yes.
You didn't want to do that, but eventually you changed your mind and you did it. You see the fruits of our labors.
Yes, yes,
of course. Those young people you are sitting with in Maryland, they are wonderful young men and women.
Yes, that's true.
I applaud them. They've done very well. I know the amount of work they do every day.
They've done very well.
The amount of evangelization they try to do within the Washington and Maryland area. I know everything, but I kept telling them, please go on, go on. So today, we have seen the fruit of our labor. I want to thank the people of Los Angeles, particularly for the way they hosted you. Is it for 2 days?
It was for a day, actually, but they did exceptionally well.
But it was wonderful.
It was marvelous. It was marvelous.
Marvelous. That young man, Mwononi, I think he is a true Biafran.
Yes, he is.
He did well. He did us proud. He did Biafra proud. He did the U.S. proud. He did everybody proud. And he did you, Kano, proud.
Thank you.
So I don't have much to say now because I wanted very much to come down to Maryland myself to see you in person.
Yes.
But for reasons of ill health,
that is correct.
It wasn't possible to do that.
Yes, I'm aware of. I'll come again.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I will come again to USA. There's no doubt about that, and we'll be able to meet. Yes.
So I welcome you to in our midst, and I hope that. You mentioned you have an interview with Sahara TV.
Yeah, that is correct. Sahara TV on Saturday. What time is it again? 1:15. 1:15. Yes, yes.
Let me note it.
1:15. We shall preach the truth. I will go there, and we shall preach the truth from that their studio
I trust
in New York.
I trust you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. That was only hearing his voice is enough for me sometimes. That's Professor Danny Igbo. We have a caller on the line, I presume. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone?
Hello?
Yes, please, your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, I'm calling from Japan. I'm Kennedy Egareba.
Yes, Kennedy, please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. And we are somewhere between Washington and New York, a place called, is that correct, Maryland? Yes, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nnamdi. Like I said, I'm Kennedy Egareba. I'm from Edo State. I just want to acknowledge what you have been doing for the Biafran people.
Thank you.
I'm not a Biafran. I'm a Benin, but I think the Biafrans should know that you are not. The Nigerians should know that you are not only fighting for Biafrans. You are fighting for all the people that have been oppressed.
I want
to acknowledge you. I want to say thank you very much because you have improved my spectrum. I've been able to understand what I was denied of since my birth. Actually, I live here in Japan for 22 years. I'm not happy to be here. I appreciate what you're doing for Biafrans. I want to acknowledge Barista Demar Basil. I want to equally acknowledge Karo Morde. Ikechukwu Inyagu, and a lot of people that are supporting you over there. I know now you are in Maryland.
Yes.
I listen to Radio Biafra almost every day.
You see? Somebody from Edo. Somebody from Edo is listening to Radio Biafra every blessed day and can mention the names of the officers. Can mention it.
If I don't hear Radio Biafra in a day, I become sick. You have been able to expose what is going on in that zoo. In fact, may Chukwu Abiyama need to bless you.
He said. Thank you.
In the first place, when I hear some Biafra people calling Radio Biafra and they ask a lot of questions, I become amazed. I'm so dumbfounded that even people that listen to Radio Biafra, they have not been able to diagnose what is going on in that country called Nigeria. You see, when either particular group of people have been subjugated for a long time, this is bound to happen. I don't want to talk too much. I just want to tell you, go ahead. You have God on your side. And may God continue to bless you, give you the strength to do more. The fight you are fighting now is not for only Biafrans. I'm telling you, a lot of areas will spring up and fight for their regions. I think I'll be the one to fight for the Edo people. Thank you very much, and may God bless you. I'll call you again.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. And may God also bless you, a dedicated listener from Edo. He has been living in Japan for 22 years. He doesn't miss Radio Biafra. If he misses Radio Biafra, he falls sick. This very radio station has what is called in English parlance a cult following. People believe in this very gospel because Biafra is not just here to set the nationalities making up that very land free. It is here to set everybody free, even and including the Sultan of Sokoto himself, to set every imbecilic president free from their ignorance. If you come here, we educate you. If you come here, we enlighten you. And lo and behold, we also learn from you. We are formidable. The reason why we are formidable is not because of our education, but because Chukwu Abiyama determined that we should come. Not man, only God sent us. Chukwu Abiyama. And in whom and for whom we do everything that we do, therefore every honor and glory shall go to him. As long as we remain without fear before our enemies, there is nothing we cannot achieve. We have a very distressing news for our people. They have killed one of us again in Malaysia. They arrested this young man in a taxi rank, took him to prison and beat him to death. He's from Osisio Mangwa. That is why we want Biafra to stop these senseless killings. And I must ask the barrister, what is it that we are going to do to ensure that the Malaysian authorities stop this very human degradation, the killing, the indiscriminate slaughter of Biafran people in Malaysia? Something has to be done internationally. It cannot continue anymore. We want our people to be alive to enter into Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, please, your name and where you're calling from.
Chidenwa Pat, calling from Amsterdam.
From Amsterdam, please go ahead, the world is listening.
Yeah, I'm the PRO in Amsterdam. I just want to announce our coming meeting on Saturday by 4 o'clock in our Network's house.
Yes.
I want to drop my number so that anybody that's listening to Radio Biafra who don't know their location can call me so that I can direct them. The number is +31 86 85 36 97 63.
I have the number here. I will call the number myself if you stay where you are. The number is, if I'm not mistaken, no, please, I think another call has taken it out, has it? Another call has taken it out. Please, you repeat the number for our meeting in Amsterdam. As I was trying to read out the number, another call came in, of course, blocking it, so I couldn't see it again. Give us the number again for people wishing to attend the meeting of Biafrans in Amsterdam. Please, go ahead.
316-8858-697-63.
Yes, +31. Go ahead. Yes.
316-8858-697-63.
3168536976. I repeat, plus 3168536976 for those wishing to attend this very meeting in Amsterdam. I believe that we have, thank you very much, my dear brother, thank you for calling. I believe we have our own very Secretary of State this very time around in Biafra land, which is where we have our headquarters, the only people with their headquarters at their old capital, which is Enugu. Ikechukwu Enyago has joined us, if I'm not mistaken. You will greet Biafrans all over the world, and you shall proceed to say what you have to say.
Thank you very much, Director. I hope that you can hear me.
Loud and clear. Loud and very clear.
Oh, it's been wonderful. Thank you very much for the privilege. I want to bring thanks and greetings from Biafra land, from our headquarters in Enugu, to all Biafrans, wherever you are listening in from this very moment. I want to thank you for your commitment. I want to thank you, first of all, for understanding that slavery is not the mind of your father. It's not the mind of Chukwu Abiam. Any man, any woman, no matter who you are, no matter your level, in any dimension, who thinks that there is any other thing that is paramount, that is more important than your freedom, then please, I implore you, I indulge you, come out and be free. A man who is caged, a man who is in prison, a man who is enslaved, know nothing else except to seek for freedom. We have come here for our freedom. It's the only way we've gathered our freedom that we can begin to talk of every other thing that is needed in life. We need freedom, yet, as a matter of fact, until today we are still enslaved. That is why the rubbish, nonsense called Malaysian government, who are far below us, are treating the children of Chukwu Abiam as nothing. Malaysia is complicit in the murder of many Biafrans innocently. Malaysia has spilled abroad, and the oil, the palm trees that has been giving them their resources is from Biafra land. I thank Chukwu Abiam, for we have something planted in that ground that will bring judgment upon Malaysia when the time comes. Malaysia has killed our people, and the government knows this, and they do nothing about that. We don't have a country, we never had a country, and that's why they continue killing our people. When they notice you are from the east, you are from Biafra, you become a prey to them. I am warning Malaysian government, for now and for the sins of the past, every single Biafran that you've killed innocently will be accounted for. Malaysia is just about 27 million mixed up with the Chinese, the what they call the Malay people, and the Indians. None of them are the sort of what you call sons of the soil, but they are there, and they think that they are whites. They think that they are better than blacks. They think that they are better than Biafrans. They mess up our people as if our life means nothing. They have spilled a lot of blood. As I'm telling you, I know a lot of people, a lot of our brothers who have died for nothing, and nothing has been done about it. I won and I won again. A plane just missed in from Malaysia, and they are calling, their juju, calling everywhere, calling up to 26 countries. Things worse than plane carrying over 200 people will continue to happen upon or against that country for having joined hands with Muslim nuts and the abomination called Nigeria to see to it that they reduce our number. I bring them warning from here. You can do what you've been doing, but rest assured that you will be brought to book when we have fully restored our land. And I want to tell our brothers and sisters who are living there to continue keeping your hands clean, continue avoiding evil, make sure that your hands are clean. And when they have committed, the palm trees they took from our land, which is feeding them, will become a curse upon that land. And the same word, the same message I extend to all the countries of the world that have been killing their friends for no just cause. And I want to go to the news coming from Nigeria, the press release they've been releasing concerning our satellite coming on air. I want to disassociate myself. I want to discredit all
newspapers in Nigeria. In fact, Director, it is now that I understand why we've not actually gone to speak with all these newspapers. These men are vermin. These men are bloodsuckers. These men are so wicked that they don't understand that every step they take against their own people is taken against themselves and against their children. I went to all these newspaper areas. I started from Nigerian Union of Journalists in Enugu, a place that looks like a ghetto. Adjacent to it, you have the so-called Presidential Hotel in Enugu, where the so-called security men there were claiming that they are army men, and that they will arrest me and beat me up, and I tell them they can go to hell, they can't do anything. The Presidential Hotel in Enugu is a presidential ghetto. The place, if you see it, there is no linking the hotel with its name. It has become a place you cannot equate with this, the capital of our place. It's a shame. And to come with all these useless men calling themselves Hausa army people are the ones running around that place, running the show, telling me he's a military man. It is a shame. And one of our so-called man who is working with a so-called local government in that place saying that this country is one Nigeria, I am telling our brothers and sisters wherever they are that our people here have gone not just cold, they have gone wacko. We don't have anybody in this place except our brothers and sisters in diaspora. If you want us to restore Biafra next month, it is what you start to do from this moment after I drop my calls. If you want these useless idiots who know nothing, who go on cacking, molesting our people, beating innocent people, and taking our land to continue doing what they are doing, all you need to do is cease your monthly contribution, stop coming to meetings, just listen and do nothing, or better still, go to sleep as you used to do. But if you understand that you were a slave and you've had enough of that slavery, then you should wake up this very moment. That was a movie director that I watched called Django Unchained. That is this head of slavery, a black man who is the head of other slaves in a white man's compound. There and then I discovered from that movie that slavery has its great pains.
Of course.
The man was making sure to please the master by trying to make sure that his brothers and sisters are tortured innocently, or whether they are innocent or guilty. That movie made me cry. That movie made me understand that if I've been doing something, 10% I have to increase it, because our brothers and sisters, believe you me, whether they are there in the U.S., even Obama himself, they are all slaves. As long as your race is enslaved in different countries and you are not doing anything about it, you are a slave. So I want to call on our people to wake up and do something about it. The Newswatch, I want to use Newswatch as a point in contact. I have given this young man every detail concerning our spotlight coming on air. Every detail, this man went and wrote abominations. And I called him, he was telling me nonsense. I want to tell him on air that for writing fallacy, for distorting truths, he will be brought to account. We are not a separatist group. We are not a group. We have no contact with Masom. We have no contact with Bezedem. What I wrote to him is simply that we come on air and we are indigenous people, a coalition of the willing. And I tell him today, unless he writes that story will destroy him. Because I have my proof with me. The same thing I tell other ones who are about to write about two newspapers have contacted me. If you write what I have not given you, you are writing yourself to doom. Because you can't play over the deaths of our people. You can't play over the pains of our people. You cannot enrich yourself and expect to train up your children over the blood of our people, over fallacy and lies. I am coming to, thirdly, I want to address our coordinators. You have been doing well, but I understand you've been giving help to our coordinator Onyema Thomas. You have been giving help to the movement. I want to tell you that since I come in here, Director, I have not received from IPOB contribution to run this place. I have to call Sister Rita, I have to call individuals in Germany, in different places. I have been calling also, and also can individuals have been helping and assisting this place, and it ought not to be so. You call me and you ask me, I hope everything is going well. I hope this the office is running, these things are going well. What have been brought to this place? We have tried to hide these things and talk in private, but I'm telling you before the world, not just to you, that what you do must reflect. Before asking us what we've done, reflect on what you've done yourself. There is nothing here. And as long as this office is not set in order, you can't expect anything to go further. Don't blame anybody. Start blaming yourself. Almost over 80% of the countries we have coordinating units have not been sending in their contributions. Some of them say they hosted Radio Biafra, and that is why they will not send in their contributions. Malaysia hosted Radio Biafra, China hosted Radio Biafra, Indonesia hosted Radio Biafra, UK hosted Radio Biafra, and they're sending in their contributions. What do you mean? If you don't send in your contributions, nothing is going to happen unless you want to force us to go into robbery. And if anybody disturbs us in robbing, it could be your brother and we do not know and we bring him down. You better wake up from what you are doing. If you have not sought, if you've not understood the level we are going to in this and you started, I ask you please go back and rethink. We are going to restore Biafra, we are not stopping on the way. So far we've done good, but we've not done better. I call on all coordinators in all of Europe, send in your contribution. Apart from UK and Malaysia, I understand the contribution, monthly contribution for March has not been sent in. For February is about 5 countries, and I ask, what are other countries doing? Why are you not responding to our coordinator of coordinators who's been running up and down to ensure that he articulates your services together so that we move forward? Why are you trying to drag us back? Why are you trying to make it very difficult for us? For the Executive Council, it's been over 2 weeks that I talked about a router for the office. It's about $400 and nothing has been done about it. And you want us to apply. I have not opened my Gmail from my computer since I came into this place. How do you expect us to work? The men that have come in with me, they don't have a place to stay now. They run from Lagos to their villages, and these are people you expect to produce results for you. Others are waiting for a command to come home. Where do you want them to go? Please understand that we must restore Biafra. If you like, sit on your home and don't do anything. If you force me, if you force us, we are going to do things that will frighten you yourself, because you've come to a place where going back is nothing. We will not go back.
Is there an option?
We must continue until we restore Biafra. So if you don't want double tragedy, increase your commitments and let us get this over with. There is nothing here in this country or in the zoo and in Biafra land that is strong enough to hold us down. The only thing holding us down is your zigzag and your complacent commitment. I thank those who have been fully committed materially and in person and financially. Please ensure that you increase and maximize your commitment. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well spoken. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are on this planet, we're welcoming you. We have a gentleman in the studio who has joined us, and that this is Radio Biafra live transmission to the whole earth. Because we are on satellite, that means we are closer to even Chukwu Abiyama himself. And from there, we are looking down and talking to our people wherever they may be. He will give us his name and where he comes from. And before I ask anybody to do that who comes into a studio, I say where I come from. I'm Nnamdi Kanu from Isiama Faruku in Ibeku. Ibeku is in Biafra land, not in Umuahia, because Umuahia was created by white people.
Umuahia is a fake creation. It's like Nigeria. It doesn't exist. No people are called Umuahia people. You have a Ohoho people. You have people from Ibeku. You have people from Obakara, from Olokoro. They're the ones that make up what you call Umuahia. No people like that. We have clans. That is the structure we maintain from biblical times up until today. Please, you will give us your name and where you come from. Because the whole world is listening. We are Radio Biafra. I told you about, you know, because Nigeria should be afraid of us. Nigeria is what is illegal, not Biafra. If Biafra was illegal, why was it that Her Britannic Majesty Queen Victoria, in a treaty made with the Shekri, said to the Shekri chiefs and Biafrans, we have it as proof? Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. My name is GBU Adenoba from Ihala, Anambra State.
Thank you very much. Thank you. What position do you hold here? You are an important man, I understand, amongst our people here.
Well, I'm a professor, Bowie State University.
You see? Professor. How many professors I have seen? There is Professor Denibo. Now, our brother here is a professor. I never knew that Akujese was a professor. I didn't know that until I went to Chicago. And people say, we are not intellectuals. If a professor is not an intellectual, I don't know who is. I was in Kapi intellectual. Thank you very much. Welcome. This is Radio Biafra. From what we are doing in this very hall, this very room, I would say, from this table, the whole world is hearing it. And our people are responding accordingly. We have a caller on the phone. You will give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director.
Yes, please.
My name is Odilimo Olu.
Yes, Odile, go ahead.
I'm calling from Manchester, the coordinator.
Yes, please go ahead.
And let me start by thanking you again, you and your team at the RBL. I salute your courage, and my greeting also go to the international, national, and zonal coordinators. I salute you all.
Thank you.
Director, now that we have gone a step ahead by having the Radio Biafra and satellite, I think every promise from Radio Biafra is coming out to be true. There is nothing more to add. For all those who are still asking questions, I think it is time you have a rethink. And for those who are listening in the comfort of their rooms, waiting for others to go and get Biafra for them, it is also time to think. Some are discouraging others, those who want to come out from joining the struggle. I say to you all, Biafra will still come either way. In Manchester area, where people are still waiting to be begged to come out to support the struggle for their own freedom, I say to you, Biafra will still come either way. And finally, I want to use this opportunity as well to say we have to take a look at the quality of men that are going for the national conference and the man who is leading them. I think they are just going there to beg and just to continue to be one. There's nothing else they can do there from the man who is leading them. And I think the people of the South should have a rethink and ask some questions. Why should it be that way? And finally, I want to use this opportunity to announce our upcoming meeting on the 21st. That's tomorrow, in Friday. Our venue is the Greater Manchester Community Room and is in Thompson Street, New Cross. The postcode is M45FP. It is a street before the big Chinese supermarket along Oldham Road. It is a walking distance from Piccadilly. If you find it difficult getting to the place, please call our coordinator on this number, 07827434649. Or call our PRO on this number, 07415227145. Director, once again, I salute you and your courage. May God continue to bless and guide you.
Thank you. You say, thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. We must make it abundantly clear. I go and preach this very gospel all over the world, and people tell me that they're behind me. Now, I understand why they say nobody should be behind you. Tell them to be beside you, so that when they hide and run, you can be able to see them. All this behind, don't be behind me. Please be beside me. I have gone all over Europe to preach this very gospel.
I don't know how you intend us. They say do this and do that, do this and do that. How are we going to do it? There's something called opportunity cost. We cannot be in two places at the same time. I'm making this very, very clear. Between now and the end of this month, any national coordinator that fails to meet up their expectation, I expect the person's resignation. I'll announce it on the air. You think this is some useless Igbo village meeting or what? We have things to do, for goodness sake. Do you think I flew up in the sky and put Radio Biafra on a MOS 5 satellite? You don't know you have to pay for it. Don't they understand that? That these things, you have to pay for them? Any national coordinator between now and the end of March, if you're not able to meet your national contribution, I expect your resignation. I'll announce it on the air. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone? Can you hear me? Please give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, please, your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director Sunday. I am here in this back, calling from Italy.
You're calling from Italy. Your voice is a bit shaky. You may have to call us back, please. Your voice is shaky. We couldn't hear you very well. The caller on the phone, please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good afternoon, Director.
Good afternoon.
My name is Godwin Enyi. I'm calling from Chicago.
From Chicago. Thank you. Did you come yesterday?
No, I didn't even know you're still in America. I was trying to call you when you were in New Jersey. When I came back, I was hearing only the music. So I thought you went back to Europe.
No. I'm in Maryland.
When I turned on today, I was surprised to hear you are still in America. So I said,
yes,
okay.
I am. I'm in America. Yeah. And I'll be here up until Sunday. Monday, as the case may be. Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
Well, I thank you very much for all the work you're doing for us and all the editorial board members of Radio Biafra. My question, which I've been trying to ask, is, I think it's either it or you mentioned something that kept me sleepless for days. So, somebody asked you about Egal and Edo people, if they're a member of Biafra. And you said yes. Then people told you that they were related to Egal.
Egala, yes, what? Egala. They said the daughter of Muri married to Egala, yes, and they're part of us. That's why they're fighting for Oyo. That agreed.
Yeah, my point is I disagree with all this. You're just trying to be another Zeke.
Why?
Why? Because if you lived, I don't know about your age, but myself, I'm 63 years old. I lived through.
So you're not that older than me then, if you're 63. I'm very close to you.
I said 63, not 53.
Yeah, 63, that's what I'm saying now. You're not that older than me.
Look, we escaped death barely in the northern Nigeria, where they built the Kanji Dam, that's the Nigerian dam now. That's where we were located that time. I was a teenager. These people, when we came home, 2 months later, they killed every bush in that place. And then when I'm from Egede, in the local government, when the war started, these people, they captured the Enugu very quickly, and we were cut off. We lived in the farm for the entire war.
My goodness.
These people, you are calling brothers, what they did to us, they will come to invade the places where we are hiding and
is it Egala people or the other ethnic nationalities that make up Gogi State? We don't want to mix things up.
All these people, they will come, grab all the girls, take them to their barracks, keep them there, and then when the girls worry about seeing their parents and their people, they brought them home and tell us that we leave them for 3 days, we come back and get them. If we come back, we don't see them, we kill all of you. The atrocities these people perpetrated on us.
Is it Egala people? I want to get this straight. We must get one thing very, very clear, please. It's just like when people are discussing, sometimes they don't, because of the way they have bundled people together in the zoo, we think that somebody from Egala makes up the whole of Kogi State. No, we know very well that most of the armies that fought against us came from Benue, the so-called Middle Belt. We know that for sure. Most of the infantry that fought against us, because they were very, very jealous. Like you as well, I excluded Igala before from the equation. But, you know, you cannot, regardless of what they did to us, but if they are part of the family, if they are flesh and blood, if DNA is saying that Igala is part of this family, if DNA is telling us that Idoma is part of our family, are we going to disregard them? We never said that Edo was part of the family. What we said was that should Edo wish to be part of Biafra, we don't have any right to stop them. If the Sultan of Sokoto comes tomorrow and says, I'm looking for political asylum in Biafra land, we have to give it because that's the sort of people we are. We let people to come in to join us. If they have fully repented.
Professor, that is bad. That is very, very bad. If we are doing that, why are we leaving Nigeria then? We might as well stay. If we are going to keep bringing in everybody. What's wrong with the original Biafra?
No.
And these people, all these people you calling this, for example, Igala. Igala is Islamized. If you don't want Biafra to be Islamized, it's Islamized.
Is Igala Islamized?
Yes, the professor that was caught in the university, arrested by SSS, Nigeria. They have mosque in the University of Kogi. That's where he was recruited.
No. I'm saying that many people make up Kogi, not just the Gala people. There are other nationalities that make up Kogi state. That is the problem we are having. It's just like somebody, I'm being honest with you. It's just like somebody going to Edo State is made up of many, many people, not just Edo people. Edo State has other people in it as well. Most of them Muslims. So what we're trying to say, we don't want to mix two things. We want to go there and take our people. Those that want to come, we're not forcing them to come. As long as you are not part of this ancient, if you're not descended from Uri, we cannot have you. Everybody comes from Uri. If there is anywhere we have Uri blood, they are part of us. They can come with us if they want. If they want to stay with one Nigeria, that is up to them. But what we are saying is that we want to assemble this family together. Let us not go tomorrow. Let me ask you this question. If tomorrow, not of course, Biafra is coming. When we have Biafra and we have Arewa Republic and all the rest of it in the north and we have Oduduwa in the west, if you hear that your people, the Gala people, are being prosecuted or persecuted the same way they are doing to Igbo people in Benue. I don't know if you read the news 4 days ago. Igbo speaking people in Benue are being persecuted. If they are persecuting Igbo speaking people when we have Biafra and we have to go to war to rescue them, what will you say?
Yes, that would be right. What I'm saying is that, for example, there are some
You've not answered my question. I'll ask you again. When Biafra comes and other people are persecuting Igbo-speaking people, persecuting your own flesh and blood, and they run to you for help, will you recommend we go to war to rescue them?
Yes.
Then why don't we rescue them now and then avoid that fate in the future? Because they'll come after them.
Well, if they speak Igbo, that's another thing. Okay, for example, Arabs. You see, Arabs have many countries. If they go by that, all Arab countries will be one country then.
Very valid argument. I accept your argument. Very, very solid. I accept that. Yes, I accept your argument. Yes.
So, what I'm saying is this. All Igbo-speaking people, whatever state they are, we can extract them out. But those who speak different language and claim to be Igbos, no. For example, those who are now in Benue and probably caught in by state division, but those ones who can get them. But those who claim to be related, we are not related, this and that. No, because I know what these people did. Especially in Notruko, one Igbo guy coming home from the train, he stick out his neck from the train. They cut it off. It was only his dead body that was brought to Enugu in 1966. And these are Idoma people who did this. And because they use Igbo market days, that doesn't mean anything. Because neighboring people copy languages and culture.
But
for example,
how about if they apologize to you? Will you accept them? If they say we are sorry.
No, because you are making excuse for them. That they didn't know what they do. They do. They do exactly. They know exactly what they did. Okay, for example, one Edo guy was bragging to me how they drowned the Biafran soldiers during the war. Here in Chicago. Does that look like a, and all of them? Does that look like somebody who is apologetic? I don't think so.
No.
The reason they all these people are coming is because they see that there's a possibility Biafra is leaving, so everybody wants to get out of Nigeria, and they see, we can ride on the back of Igbos, on the back of Biafrans and get out of Nigeria, because they can't do it themselves. Why are we being used? Why do we have to be used every time by Nigeria wants something?
My dear brother, you have made a very compelling argument, very, very compelling. The point you raised here
which basically knocked everything back again, was you said all the Arab world are Arab people. Does it mean they're all in one country? And the answer to that is no. But if you check today, where you have flashpoints, for instance, in the Palestine-Israeli crisis, the Arabs are coming to the rescue of their flesh and blood there, isn't it? So that was what I asked you. Is it easier for us to take them with us now, or yes, to fight a bloody war in the future?
I agree with you. Any place there are Igbo people, like Igbanke and Igbos in Benue, we get them now. But those who speak different language, who are not Igbos, but now claiming, none of them claim they were Igbo when the war ended. They, everybody were distancing themselves from Igbos or from Biafrans. Now, things are bad. They want to use us to get out of Nigeria. They should fight their own war, not us. We shouldn't fight, because none of them came to our rescue.
You have made a very compelling argument, as I said, and your argument is very, very superior. It's superior. People must counter it, or else we go with what you're saying. Somebody must call us either today, tomorrow, or whenever to counter what you're saying. Your arguments are very, very persuasive and exceedingly compelling. If anybody wants, they must tell us why we must take a Gala people and the Doma people with us, because Biafra belongs to everybody. Are you telling us that we, as you rightly said, God forbid I should be compared to Azikiwe, Chinekekweli Ihojo?
That is what I don't want it to be remembered like Azikiwe.
I can never be. God forbid,
yeah,
Satan.
Yeah, God,
it's
God
impossible.
Forbid.
I can never be.
I don't want that. For example, now that you said you don't want people to use Igbo market this. That is common. For example, we Igbos use some words that most Igbos don't even know that it is not Igbo. For example, Okute. Okute is a Yoruba word. Egusi is a Yoruba word. But we are using it and the people think it is Igbo. A lot of people don't even know that the Okute is not Igbo. Okute is Yoruba.
No, we use Nkume. We don't want to get something.
Nkume is the Igbo name.
Nkume is the word. That is why I don't. Anytime somebody is born around, apart from Barrister Mamezi, if you're born outside Igbo land, I look at you with suspicion.
Yeah. Even when people say, oh, I'm not so Igbo. Igbo is a Yoruba word too. Beke is what Igbo call it.
Beke.
But we cannot use this thing to people who come with it and say claim that we are related, yeah, we are Igbo, we are related. Where were you in 1966? All of us were killing Igbos run away.
My goodness, this man is. You've brought out something today.
I'm very angry.
Thank you, please. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. It's quite compelling that we've learned something from you. Thank you very much. He's saying that Oyibo is Yoruba word. I don't know. Manohum, I can't say what I do not know. So we wait and see if people can corroborate. The barrister is with me. Barrister was born in Yoruba land, but his umbilical cord was buried in nowhere. That I can attest for. The barrister is with me. Barrister, I want us to go to the issue of Malaysia. Do you see why their jet is missing with 200 passengers? Those people are evil. They are killing our people. We shall come to that later on.
Director, that is the reason why I'm hanging on and holding on for a while. After the Secretary of State spoke with you, I've been trying and then failing, and of course, eventually you got me in. When we have executive meeting, that will be one of the things we have to discuss. But meanwhile, the Secretary, for the indigenous people of Biafra, we have to write out to the government of Malaysia, telling them of our concerns, and telling them not to meddle too much with our people and the killings of our people. If somebody commit a crime, because I remember what the Secretary of State, Ketukwe Nyagu, says, that their people should keep their heads down and not to get themselves involved into a crime or criminality. Even at then, when somebody commits a crime, he or she does not want to be killed. They should be taken through the process of, or if you like, the due process of crime and get him convicted. Not killing them. It's against humanity law, it's against the UN law, it's against European Human Rights Act law. The Malaysian people should be very careful, because they are dealing with people from a complete unique race, Biafran. We are not just ordinary black people. We are not just ordinary Africans. We came with some kind of special orientation. A letter has to be written, Director, and I promise you, Emmanuel Nweke Okafor will have to write a letter to this effect, which when we reconvene on Saturday. Director, before I go, I want to see if you can spare a day. I heard you say you're coming back either Saturday or Sunday or Monday. I want you to spare a day just to go and see Professor Odenigbo. Spare a day. I don't know how far from where he is and where you are now. Anybody there?
Yeah, we'll try and arrange something. We'll arrange something, yes. No problem, we'll arrange something.
Make it an incumbent. Do not come back without seeing Professor Odenigbo. Please. Even if you have to come back on Tuesday, we will accept that. But you have to see that prof. That is all I have to say now. On Saturday, we have to make it a duty. A letter has to be written out to Malaysian government, not individual, to tell them, Biafrans are not happy. One is too much. For another one to happen, we cannot accept it because it's unacceptable to Biafrans, especially to Radio Biafra here from London and United States of America. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. And I must read out this gentleman's name. You know, when you leave our shores, you can answer any name to proceed. That is why answering your name, answering your Biafran name is important. His name, as they know him in Malaysia, is Henry Rufus. He was in a taxi rank. He was somewhere waiting for a taxi, and the police pounced on him, took him to immigration detention center. There he was beaten to death and is dead. Onye Bunu, Onye Sisioma Ngwa in Aba, Abia State. He's dead. When the people eating his money, Chase Morgan Bank in London, is transferring 1.9 billion that belongs to him to accounts belonging to Hausa Fulani people. And this boy has been killed on the streets of Malaysia. When what sustains the zoo comes from his land. How ironic is that? Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. I don't know. I think we have some. I don't know what is wrong with our Skype, you know. I don't know what is wrong with it. It's not functioning as it should. We have a caller on the line. Can you hear me? The caller on the coordinator's line. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, my name is Cyril DK from South Africa.
From South Africa. I didn't know there were still Biafrans left in South Africa.
We are still alive, Director. We are still alive.
Are you sure?
Very, very sure. We are amazing. Still alive, Director, and amazing. We are bouncing back.
Amazing. Cyril, you stay where you are because you have come to us via the coordinator's line. Let's take this call. Stay where you are. Don't go away. Stay where you are. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Yo, well, my name is Chidera. I'm calling from Niger Republic.
Chidera from Niger. What is your father's name?
Chidera Mama from Niger Republic.
Mama, please go ahead. We are listening. Which part of Niger are you in? Which part of Niger Republic?
Zender.
My God. Okay, please go ahead. At least we are in Maryland in America. Go ahead.
Okay. I am very, very happy, particularly for this thing that I am hearing, because it was day before yesterday that I got to this Biafran station after changing my receiver. So I am very, very glad about the whole thing. And
sorry, Chidera, are you listening via satellite?
Yeah.
How are you receiving Radio Biafra? Is it through satellite? Is it satellite?
Yeah, it's through satellite.
You are listening to us through satellite in Niger Republic?
Yes.
Wonderful. Please go ahead.
Okay. So, and even till that day before yesterday, after getting this thing, after getting through, I have been calling some of my brothers, informing them about it, and they have hooked on. And they have been calling me, telling me that the whole thing is very, very fine. So I am very, very glad about this whole thing. And we shall be expecting you people anytime that the storm is about to come to get us informed so that we all shall be able to gather and know how to go back home. Because we have been maltreated over here. The way we have been maltreated here, because you know, Niger is outside of the
ground. Even what are you people doing in Niger Republic? What are you doing in Niger Republic? What are you doing in Niger Republic?
We are all businessmen.
What type of business is it that you're doing? Is it with cattle or with sheep or with ram? What business are you doing in Niger? Is it with ram?
We sell motorcycle spare parts.
Okay, you're selling spare parts. Okay, wonderful.
Yes, we sell motorcycle. And we're about 50 of us are here scattered all over the place.
Okay.
So, and more especially, all of us come from Enugu. So that is, I'm all very, very glad. And I promise that I will be spreading this news to everyone so that all of us will get to eat and will be hearing it every day like this, so that they will all get to know what they have not known. Because it was day 4 years after the issue that I started hearing what I don't know before, and I am very, very happy to be a part of this. And I thank you people for the wonderful gesture that you people are making. We are very, very grateful.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We are receiving calls from places we never heard from before, from Niger Republic, from Benin Republic. All you need to do, if you have people anywhere in Africa, ask them to reposition their satellite receiver to point towards 17 degrees east. That is all they need to do. Every information you require is on Radio Biafra website, www.radiobiafra.co. You get it there. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. Do not disengage. We have our coordinator in South Africa to go to. Let us know exactly what is happening there. You can go ahead, please. Cyril, go ahead.
No problem. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
I just want to use this opportunity to thank you for giving us this grace. I know that is a grace that you have been giving us, you know, and I believe that, you know, we are going to be, you know, we have already bounced back. It's not that we have been quiet for a while, you know, it's because, you know, there's some, you know, grand work we have been, you know, putting together. In essence, that we have already fully registered our organization in South Africa, everything is, you know, completely this time around. And another is that we have already get the permission for May, that yet, you know, of our, you know, to go out for, you know, for the protest, you know, we have already got, you know, the required, you know, permission that we need from the police and from the, you know, the, in the metro in South Africa. And we're going to be having another meeting with them on, of May, you know, because they say they're going to give us police and, you know, the people that can be able to guide us and the marshals. You know, that one have already been settled, and that we have been, you know, working, you know, in terms of, you know, our flyers and the evangelism, because we want to set more, you know, branches. We find out that this is not a cause of, you know, having two or three people this time around. You need to have more people that can be able to go out, you know, and speak. And we have already got to the relevant, you know, other Igbo, you know, pro, you know, groups in South Africa here, because before, you know, I found out that, you know, why people are not been coming, you know, out, you know, even if because another Igbo group that is in South Africa here, they call it BYAC. You know, they have been established here. They have been, you know, doing some other things, you know, in terms of, you know, Biafra. But we came, you know, somebody told me about them. I went to them with my, you know, some of my members to, you know, to visit them and tell them that we are here. Look at, you know, what we are doing, to tell them the extent we have already, you know, reached. But at the end of the day, the young gentleman, you know, told us that no, the problem is that is, He will never be able to join us, but whatever we want to do, that he can be able to support us in terms of, you know, we are going out for this mass rally and all these things. They have been doing it, but they are going to wear their own T-shirt, and whereby we are going to wear our own T-shirt, that he don't want to be, you know, part of what we are doing, but he can be able to help in any area. So why I was there is that to just let him know that we are existing. It's not about, you know, wearing T-shirt or not wearing T-shirt. What I want you to tell you that look at what we are going to do and look at what you have been doing. And he was very excited. He was very happy. And after 2 days, he responded to me. He said that, you know, what any assistance we need, he can be able to, you know, help us in that area. So that is that. Another thing is that today we are in area. We just went out for evangelism this evening because 2 days ago we went to an area that were called Captain Park. You know, to we just want to inaugurate a branch there. We went there 2 days ago. We spread our flyers and tell them that we are coming back today. And today we were there with, you know, my members, you know, with our flags, with our, you know, flyers, with our loudspeakers, you know, with our, you know, megaphone. We are going through the streets, you know, people, you know, singing and, you know, sharing the flyers and telling people where we're going to meet. So after, people feel that, you know, I feel that maybe people are not going to turn up, you know, because by the time we are going around, people, you know, they are just looking at these ones, what are they doing? But we laughing at us, we just close our eyes and, you know, keep on moving. But at the end of the day, we went to the place where, you know, having the meeting. You know, they started coming one by one. We had a, you know, a very big turn up today. You know, today is one of my best, you know, and best day, you know, because the kind of turn up we had today, it was amazing. So after we finished the whole thing, people give them their names, you know, and, you know, we inaugurate, you know, get somebody that's going to be monitoring the whole thing because we're going to be having a meeting with them on Sunday. The two guys that are going to be handling that place for us. So on our way, you know, going out, we saw, you know, there's a gentleman that came in there. He said his name is Papa West Street, because that place we went is the West Street, you know, where Igbos are, they call it West Street, where Igbos are, a lot of Igbos are, you know, doing their businesses. You know, he just, you know, bumped in, you know, and start shouting, you know, where is the drink? Where is the fufu? Where is the mkweluna? Everything that we cannot come to this place and, you know, and say anything except we bring mkwelu, we bring oba and all those things. You know, start giving us a lot of list. I told him that you are the one supposed to give us something because we are here to give your life a meaning. You know, you don't know what you are doing. You don't know, even though you are hanging up on the West Street, at the end of the day, you know, we are the one who coming to tell you the value of your life, who you are, that you don't supposed to hang where you know, that place you are staying. He said, no, you know, before you know it, there are now two or three. At the end of the day, he started, you know, calling, you know, the Nigerian, you know, embassy. He called the Nigerian embassy and say that there are some people that came to this place to, you know, to bomb the whole place, to come and, you know, ransack the people that were, you know, nuisance, were, you know, causing nuisance in the street and all these things. There, before those guys came in, we have already left. So at the end of the day, this evening, I got a message from one of the guys there that, you know, the zoo embassy, is not our embassy, the zoo embassy send a delegation, you know, to come and check what is happening. And they came, they found guys, because they are still arguing, because we went there with a CD, we bought a lot of CD of a former, you know, broadcast, you know, which have already, you know, distributed. They are busy arguing and playing those CDs all over in their shops. You know, they ask what is happening. They say, yes, Biafran people, they came here, but they never, you know, caused any problem. This is something willingly. If you join, if you don't want to join, nobody, they didn't force anybody. They said, okay, that's no problem. That is why I said, let me just, you know, let you know and let our brothers all over the world know. The number of this man, I want to give it out, you know, so the people can give him a call and tell him, we are not scared, you know, because when he was talking, I'm not moved. I'm not better.
Where is the man from? Who is he? Where is he from?
The man is from, you know, he's an Igbo man, but because I asked him, say, where are you from? He never wanted to tell us his, you know, where he's from. I told him where I am, you know, where I just come from, and my, you know, Biaru told him where he came from. So, okay, where are you from? What is your name? Your name cannot be Papa West, you know, West Street. It's not a name, but at the later on, I found out that the man is from Igbo, you know, Union Association, Nigerian Union Association in Captain Park is their, you know, vice chairman. That is why he was making that noise. So I said, let me let you know about it.
Yeah.
And this is his number.
Leave him. He's not worth our time. He is not worth our time at all. He's one of those who were probably born outside Igbo and fathered by a Hausa Fulani man because the mother was unfaithful to the father. They may bear an Igbo name. Not everybody bearing an Igbo name is actually one of us. Yoruba men fathered a lot of, you know, Igbo kids, and so did Hausa Fulani people. What do you expect from them? I have said to people before, anytime you speak to any of your siblings and they're antagonistic towards Biafra, you know that your mother was unfaithful to your father. How can somebody come from autonomous community? Somebody said it yesterday. Michael Hamba is from Mbise. He is campaigning for Mbise State. He wants autonomous community in his own father's compound. But he's going to the zoo capital in Abuja, campaigning for Nigeria to remain one. That is a contradiction in terms. You cannot come from an autonomous community, and when it is time to make Biafra autonomous from Nigeria, you say no. That means your senses are not actually correct. These people we are fathered by Hausa Fulani people, they are not worth our time. We have greater things to do. Come 30th of May of this year, please. You have done very well. So also are your people within South Africa. You must continue the work you're doing for your country. You are serving your country. The best way to do it is to go out to evangelize, to go and let the world know that indeed they are not that was a country. There is a country called Biafra, and that is why we are here.
Yes.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. I don't know if I have somebody on the line. You will give me your name and where you're calling from. You will also turn your system down. We are in Maryland in USA.
Are you talking to me, Director?
I'm speaking to you, please. If you turn your system down and speak to the world, I will appreciate it.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Oh, good afternoon from here.
This is Malaki Okori calling from Martorell, Barcelona.
From Barcelona. In Spain. Please go ahead.
Hello, Director. I thank you so much for the good work you've been doing. We're very, very happy now that we're on satellite, and it's like every day we've seen the light at the end of the tunnel, and we're very grateful. I want to use this very opportunity to speak out to all our brothers everywhere in the world, our brothers and sisters. Director, there is one famous saying that goes like this. I go to school in order to address my difficulties. And what difficulties are we talking about if we cannot use our education or use whatever that we have in order to restore Biafra, in order to restore our dignity, in order to restore what belongs to us? Every director, at times it gives me a lot of, you know, sleepless nights when I happen to see that we Igbos, the Biafrans, we have people. There is this very famous song that goes like this. Igbo mwana mado, abu motu ene nime ha. If this really sounds so great that we Igbos, we have people, and I'm one of them, and you are one of them, he over there is one of them, that one over there is one of them, why can't we stand up? Why can't we really stand up and do the right thing for ourselves, for our children, for our unborn children? I hate when I see capable men, both financially, physically, they are withdrawing back. It's just like one certain time our sister from Cook Island, I can remember when she said that, if our men cannot go and get Biafra for us, that the women will go and get Biafra for us. That word alone is a word for everybody to sit down and think inside him and really wake up from your sleeping slumber. Director, I don't have much to say, but all I know is that if we allow this very opportunity of restoring Biafra to slip away from our hands now, it's going to be a disaster.
I will tell you those causing it. I will tell you those who want this opportunity to disappear.
They are the coordinators. Those that answer coordinator for nothing, they cannot even coordinate themselves. How are we going to be able to run this very program if people all over the world cannot contribute? How are we going to buy weapons to fight? How are we going to support our people back home? We cannot do it without the coordinators. Most of them are sleeping. I'm giving them from now to the end of the month. If they cannot live up to expectations, I expect them to use their own hands to write their resignation on the air and disappear. We don't need idiots with us. We need men who can work. We cannot keep on giving excuses. I hate excuses. As one who told me in Chicago, either yes or no, light or darkness. I don't believe in useless excuses. It's either you can coordinate or you cannot. There's no middle ground. And if you can't, I expect your resignation. If you don't give it to me by before the end of the, I'll come on the air and announce your name and dismiss you on the air. We are not here to joke. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you very much, and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. Please, my dear brother, just came in. You will announce yourself to the indigenous people of Biafra, and of course, friends of Biafra all over the world listening at this very moment. We are Radio Biafra because we are without fear before our enemies. We preach the truth on this very platform that the will of God may prevail. That is why we are here. Please go ahead.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. To my people of Biafran, my name is Nnemeka Dike. I am from Ogwa, in Bitolu local government, in Imo State, Biafra. I must say that I am very happy to be here today in the presence of ever charismatic and eloquent director, the person of Nnamdi Kanu. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening currently, the people in the struggle, in the movement to realize Biafra. It is a worthy cause of our generation, of which all hands should be on deck. And I implore and hope that our people will see reasoning behind it and will join hands to come together, to work together as brothers and sisters, in realizing our history, our culture, where we are from, what our forefathers fought for, and for our greater future, not just for us, but for our children and our children's children. Once again, I would like to thank everybody out there listening and in support of the movement. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. You people are doing very, very well here. You have done well in this part of the world, and we expect that very pace to continue. We have a caller on the line. We shall go to the professor. He must tell us what he's professing in America because we want to take him home. He has to go and serve his people. He must serve his country. He's a professor. When I see people in the face, I tell them the truth. We want him to take his expertise, everything he's learned in America, to go and develop our place. And I don't know. We have too many handsome men in America. I don't know what is going on. You should come and see some of us in Europe. You know, there must be something happening in America. Why our men here look so handsome? I don't understand it. I do not understand it at all. We have a caller on the phone. You will give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, and we are in Maryland on the eastern shores of USA. Please. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? We have somebody on the phone. They're not saying anything. Can you hear me? No, they can't hear me. Let us see where that line is. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? It's been a while, but I presume you've been waiting.
Clear.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Please go ahead.
Fine, Chukwu Emmanuel Okoyon Kike. Formerly resided in Barcelona, but now I'm in Bergen, Norway.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have three things to point out about what we are discussing. First, let me go to the last two calls from the state, talking about the this our neighbor, our brothers joining the struggle. In that point, I will say that when we look it very closely, you know that this movement is not assigned by human being. It's the creator, Chukwu Abiamah, has determined in this struggle. And there's way Chukwu Abiama do his things. Let's just take our memory back to the what happened in Egypt. When the people of Egypt living when the people of Israel living in Egypt, there are so many Egyptians. They beg to the Israelites, please, we love your God. We want to serve your God. We want to go with you. After they have tell all the Egyptians that you should give them gold and silver, that they are going back, they are going out to serve their God. They give them all the gold they have, and there are some people there left with them. And they went to the promised land with them. They did not desert them. So as to, in this struggle of Biafran, if any genuine person, because these people who are champion Biafran is people in diaspora. In diaspora now, we know that there's people who are legitimate citizens of a country. And there's people who are there by merit, by the paper. And they are also, like in Norway now, there's people who are the illustrious son of Norwegians. And there's also people by the paper. So let us not take issue of that. If we see any genuine person who love our God, Chukwu Abiam, and determined to serve him in truth and in spirit, I still said we should not turn back because our fathers have suffered in the war or whatever. We should accept our brothers and whosoever genuinely want to serve our God. Then maybe they can be by merit or by paper or whatever, but we know the little son of the Chukwu Abiam, the Biafrans. Secondly, let me refer to about what our Secretary of State is saying. In this issue, when times people call in this Radio Biafra, they say they praise our director. They have never seen a Biafra-like director. I disagree with that. Because you can be like a director. What makes you and I different from director? Because director say the truth. He commit all his life, his money, his everything. It's not like he's taking the opportunity to call Radio Biafra without contributing anything. The platform have really that now. Anything struggle you are doing, you must be shown on the air. Take an example of I, my very self. I'm not comfortable. But since I have promised this Radio Biafra, you director can announce my name in the air. Since we started this struggle, when I know about this struggle, my name is Ifa Chukwu Okoye. Go to the Radio Biafra. You know what? I'm paying my 100 euro.
Anytime
I came back to this,
you program, are.
Only what time I didn't
that
pay.
That is correct. You are. You've been paying. That is correct.
No, not calling Radio Biafra. I appreciate the director. I praise that. Will you keep silent? Now, we are learning the blame. I'm not a coordinator. I'm not whatever. But I don't care about coordinator. Coordinator may be trying their own best. But let us ask ourselves individually. What is my contribution? Not to, we want to praise you. Let us bring our hands together to move out the mountain. Why, if you finish talking, you cannot go there. I myself are planning on that first day now. I have to pack my bag in this Norway, carry my bag or go and keep it in the hotel and go to the police or the government, any place, if people didn't come out, and tell them, today we are remembering our people. I'm asking people where they are, their office. I'm still hiding what somehow. Yeah. But that day I will come out with my bag because I know that when I come out, they can take me wherever they want. But I will sacrifice because one guy called yesterday and said, there's no amount of sacrifice in this struggle that we compare with our people who lost their life. Our people are so daft and so how, no matter how they talk, it's not like everybody is rich. But the little one with your heart, I keep wondering how our people just call and they just feel reluctant, or you keep on begging people. But all I'm trying to assure the whole world that without Kanu or without me, without anybody, this Biafra must surely come. Even though it is two people or three people, Biafra must come. So who has and keep back his money? No problem. God will. We send a helper from somewhere, and he who claim that he has something will be taken away from him, and the Biafra must surely come. Everybody should ask himself this question: what are my contribution in this thing? Am I telling myself truth? Can one our director, nobody like you? You can be like him. Just come at what makes a difference. That is, he committed the truth and everything in this struggle. So when I ask myself this question.
you ask yourself this question, another person asks this question. The problem we solve. Not claiming, let these people, I'm wise, let me go and ask these people, let them go and do it. And when it comes, man, our people, that's why I say sometimes I feel like God has commanded, there's millions of our brothers who are over there trying to do their best without calling on Radio Biafra. Because you are work with the fact who you are, not in the mouth. Let me start by director.
Thank you very much. You have spoken very well. Thank you very, very much. We understand today that there are some coordinators saying they cannot make their monthly contribution. I am now telling the coordinator of coordinators to accept their resignation with immediate effect. He must do that before I come off the air. Any coordinator that opened his mouth and said they cannot meet their monthly contribution should stand down before I finish this program. They must stand down immediately. We are not here to play or joke. They think this is some stupid, useless Igbo meeting. You think this is Igbo meeting that we are doing here? Do we have a caller on the phone? Do we have a caller on the phone? This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody on the phone, but they are not saying anything, unfortunately. They are not saying anything. This is Radio Biafra. Let us see. Do we have somebody on Skype? No, not on that either. Not on that. Let us try this other line. Exactly. As I said it, they started calling. Give us a name of where you are. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Then say something if you can hear me. I said this is Radio Biafra, which is a cue for you to give us your name and where you are, please.
Okay, my name is Anukru Nicholas. I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, please go ahead.
Okay. Director, I want to thank you for a job well done. And I want to tell you, I've called before to tell you about what is going on here in Malaysia, and I believe
we are waiting for you. You are the one stopping. We are waiting for you. If you're in Malaysia, you must know how these things work by now. You must know how it works by now. I don't know. Will you give us your name, please, and where you are? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Can you hear me, please? Your name and where you are? This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. No, they can't hear me either. Give us
hello?
A name.
Hello?
Yes, the caller on the phone, please. Your name and where you are.
Are you talking to me?
I'm speaking to you, please. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, my name is Peter Ewuzie. I'm calling from Cork.
Yes, go ahead.
Republic of Ireland. I'm the coordinator of Cork, by God's grace. Director, I just want to thank you. I want to appreciate what you're doing. I want to thank God for your life. I thank all Biafrans, our brothers, our Biafrans in America. Director, I want to thank you especially for the satellites you have given to us. May God bless you. Director, I just want to use this opportunity to announce our meeting in Cork. The meeting will be coming on Sunday, 23rd of March by 4 p.m. at Ore House Hotel, Ballincollig. And I use this opportunity to call all the Cork people, all the Biafran people in Cork, to come and contribute to the movement. Director, I thank you. I thank all the radio, all the officers of Radio Biafra for what they have been doing and what they are going to do for Biafrans. May Almighty God, may Almighty God guide and protect you all. Director, God will grant you Johnny Mercy when you come back to Europe. Director, continue what you're doing, sir. May you never be discouraged. As you say, Director, this, our country, Biafra, we are not begging people to come and get their own country. You can't beg people to come and eat. I'm sure we don't beg people to go and eat. They know the time to eat when they want to eat. So we can't beg them to come and take their country. Anybody who don't want to come and help to actualize Biafra. That is his own cup of tea. All I believe, all I know is that those that believe in Biafra is greater than those that don't believe in Biafra. And Biafra must come.
You
have said it before, because you are righteous, because your hand is clean. There are other people, other Biafran, their hand is clean as well. God will answer us. For even for the sake of one person, God will answer us. Biafra will come. I heard everybody calling from Cotonou, calling from Benue, everywhere. In the whole world, I've heard about Biafra. And Biafra must come. Director, in Kokia, we are prepared for the 30, for the March pass on 30th. We are prepared. Director, God bless you, and God bless our all Biafrans all over the world. Continue what you're doing, Director.
Thank you very
much. I thank all Biafrans, and I remind Biafrans in Kok for the meeting. They should come and help. Like our brother said, he's not calling on the phone. He don't call every day without contributing anything. We have to do something. We have to contribute. This Biafra cannot come like that. We must commit. You have to commit something. You have to commit something. Something that is painful.
No, they'll go and give it to Yoruba pastors. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And that is why death keeps killing them every time. That is why in the United States of America, the highest industry here is waykeeping for our people. They don't attend anything else apart from waykeeping. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? What is your name and where are you calling from?
Good evening. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from, please, my dear brother.
My name is Bele Chumuko. I'm calling from Qatar.
From Qatar. Please go ahead.
Yes. I thank you for your good work and everything you are doing for Biafra.
Thank you.
Chukwu Abiyama will bless you continuously. Nanigano, I'm here with my brothers, my Biafran brothers, but most of them,
can you hear me?
Yeah?
You are fading away. You are fading away.
Yeah,
you are fading away.
Biafra.
No. Give us a name of where you are. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, but your voice is exceedingly faint. It is very, very faint. You must rectify that. The caller
Hello,
on the phone.
Good
yes.
Evening.
Yes. Your name.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Priscilla Ashe. I'm from Agbo. I'm calling from Madrid in Spain.
From Madrid in Spain. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much, Director. I'm happy to call you today. I just want to let you know that Madrid is trying. We just had our fourth meeting last Sunday, and the turn-up was so good. So I want you to know that we are trying our best at least to meet up, but it's not easy. You know, here in Madrid, most people are not working.
Yes, I know that.
But actually, yes. But at least we are going to try our possible best.
Yes. Please,
make sure that, yeah, at least every month we have to send our money down.
You have to, because that is how we are able to function, or else we go into criminality. You know me, anything I say I'm going to do, I will do it, because Biafra is going to come. Under this very watch, there must be Biafra. If our people fail to contribute, then we do everything humanly possible to ensure that Biafra comes. Any idiot talking after that time is on their own. Now we are letting them know that Biafra does not belong to me, doesn't belong to my family, doesn't belong to anybody I know. It belongs to all of us. People thinking they can sit by the sidelines, wait for Biafra to come and then come and enjoy, they are deluded, because they will not come in. It's as simple as that. They should watch and see.
But I'm trying to at least talk to all the Biafrans in Madrid. They should come out. Most of them are scared. They don't want to come out. Those old evil men, they don't want to do anything. The only thing they do is just to sit down and eat, drink, have parties, have merry men. That's not where we are looking for Biafra. We are out to get our Biafra now. So they should come out. It's not when we get Biafra, all of them will come out and start saying, yes, I want a post here. I want to do this. No. They should come out now for the trouble.
Exactly.
We've been going around sharing everything, the flyers, but they don't want to come out. They don't want to join us. They said Biafra is not going to be possible.
They should watch and see.
So they are still trying our best. Everybody, both the coordinator, we are trying all our possible best.
Exactly.
So I just pray everything will work out. But last Sunday's turn-up was very good.
Thank you very much. So,
Thank you very much. Thank you. God bless you. We have a caller on the line, I presume on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello, Director.
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling from.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Shinyele Njiribako. I'm calling from Italy.
From Italy. Please, you're welcome to the program. Yeah. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I want to use this medium to inform all Biafra women in Italy that I will be having our meeting tomorrow by 9:30 Biafra time. And I also want to use this opportunity to encourage new members that want to join to please also be free to join. And we are having our meeting on Skype by 9:30.
Okay, you're having your meeting on Skype 9:30 tomorrow. 9:30
yes.
Tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And for those of them that say that they don't want to get themselves committed to, financially committed to Biafra, this Biafra movement, I'm telling them, if they don't want to get committed, they should just, it's better for them to stay in their
very
house.
Simple now. You
Director,
stay behind.
Do you know that the other time I have to use my money and my time with Mrs. Virginia Urania. We called some of them that does not have Skype. We called them, connected them with a conference phone. And we did our meeting. But at the end of the day, some of them will start saying that if it has to do with money, that they are not interested.
But how do you get... Can somebody ask them? They want... Before they came to Italy, they were praying to go to Italy. When they went to the airline to fly to Italy, did the airline carry them for nothing? I don't know why our people cannot reason very well. I have often argued that Igbo people do not reason properly. How are we going to get Biafra? We need guns, we need bullets, we need to mobilize men and women on the ground. We need infrastructure to sustain this campaign. Doesn't mean our people do not read history books. You cannot go to history and find out how much freedom costs. Does it mean our people don't understand that? Is that what they are telling me? That they lack common sense, they cannot understand it.
Lastly, Director, I always hear you ask some men when they call. You ask them, are they among the Biafran family in wherever they are calling from? Please, Director, also do us the women favor. When the women call or the men call, you ask them if their wives are also members of the family. Because some of the men who are members of the family, that their wives are not. And the last meeting we had, we are very few. And yet we have so many men in Italy here that are into this movement. Yes, their wives are not available on the day of meeting. So please help us ask them too if their wives are among the family of Biafra family. We don't need only their presence alone. We also need their contributions. And anyone that knows that he or she is not ready to make that sacrifice, there is no pain. There is no gain without pain. A woman get pregnant, carry the baby for 9 months. You give birth to the baby. But you will not say because of the pain of that baby, you will not conceive again. You still go ahead and conceive again, forgetting the first pain. That is how it is. Every good thing comes with sacrifice. If you don't make sacrifices, nothing good comes easy. So those of them that want to belong to this family, this wonderful family of Biafra, should also get ready to get committed in every way, both spiritually, physically, financially, every way.
Of course. Thank you very much for that, my dear sister. Thank you. I welcome it anytime our women continues to call us, because this is Radio Biafra. It belongs to everybody. Professor, you will address our people now. Please, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Ebo Coordinator. They say that freedom is not free. You can't get freedom freely. I also want to point out to history that around 1945, the country, State of Israel, was made possible because of the Israelites in diaspora. So I'm encouraging everybody, don't give up, continue the fight. Our uncles, fathers, and elder brothers, they sacrificed their life for the sake of Biafra. I lost an uncle. He wasn't really a soldier in the Biafra, but he was a journalist. And I was about 4 years old. I saw him off on Sunday, and on Tuesday he was brought dead. He was killed in Owerri. So every family in Igbo land lost somebody, and that is a sacrifice he made. I remember my father telling him not to go, but he said, if he doesn't go, who will cover the event happening in Owerri that day? And he left. So I believe that his spirit up to today will not be resting unless there's a Republic of Biafra. And I also will make my own contribution. I thank people who are organizing this thing. And freedom is not free. You can't get anything free.
That's correct.
So let's continue to fight, and let's continue to establish the Republic of Biafra. Our people sacrificed their life before the 1966 riot in the north. A lot of people were killed. And then they have to come home. So we have Igbos everywhere scattered, but our problem is unity. We are all scattered. I had one guy saying in South Africa there is an organization and different organization. That's the problem we have. We have to unite. As there's always power in unity. The broom can sweep better if it's together. If it's one piece of broom, it cannot sweep. So let us continue to unite and fight. Fight for the Republic of Biafra. We have nothing doing in Nigeria. The Hausas, they can't trust us. The Yorubas, we can't trust them. So we have to identify ourselves, identify who we are, and fight for our freedom. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. What did you, you're a professor in which discipline, please?
Mainly political philosophy.
In political philosophy. Thank you very much. So we need you to be able to guide us. So can you write our constitution for us if we come to you to help out?
Well, I can utilize John Locke. John Locke was one of the people that wrote they use his ideas. Jefferson used his ideas to write the Constitution of the United States. My dissertation is primarily on Machiavelli. So I have Machiavellian ideas, but I can utilize that as much as possible.
That is wonderful, because I know that John Locke, he wrote the Treaties of Government, is that correct?
That's right.
The Treaties of Government.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. You want to speak? Yeah, she wants to speak. Please, give her the microphone.
I'm a student of Bui State University.
Yes, go ahead.
That's what I'm trying to say. Just...
He's at the university as well?
Yes.
So you are actually a student at the university where he's lecturing?
Yes.
That is wonderful. Well, look, people here are learned now. Very, very learned.
Well, I'm trying to encourage every Biafran people to come out and support us in this very struggle. I know it's real. You guys maybe can think maybe we can do it with you. If you can come out, we can achieve it. Just come out wherever you are. Just come out and help. Your suggestion, anything you have, your contribution and all that can work. Please, you guys should come out and don't stop hiding. Come out so we can achieve this very struggle. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Don't go anywhere. We've not finished. She's saying bye-bye. You're not going anywhere. Please go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, dear friends all over the world. Once more again, I am Ihanyi Nwosu from Omon Jemimbiri in Biafra land. I particularly want to call the attention of our brother that came on the air some couple of months ago by name Gozier SP.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I heard him when he announced on air about the 10th Battalion. I'm still wondering what has become of the 10th Battalion, but I know that project is targeted towards realizing some funds for restoration of Biafra. So my brother, if you're listening to my voice, I'm going to give you my number. I think I did send you a text message or an email. You know, please respond to that email, because a lot of people want to be part of that if that project is real. And that's what I want to say. Thank you, Biafrans all over the world. We'll continue to be here.
Yes.
For Biafra, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you very much. A father and a daughter at the same time fighting, going out and campaigning, leafleting people for Biafra.
leafletting people for Biafra. That is amazing. Evangelizing, going out and preaching this very wonderful gospel, because Biafra is a gospel and it must be preached. We must preach it without fear or favor. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Please go ahead. Go ahead. Give us your name and where you're calling from. We can't, for some reason, your voice is not coming out. So just bear with me. Stay where you are. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Please turn your system down. Turn it down, please, if you may.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Turn it down. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Please.
Okay, this is Okorafor Ugonna. I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, please go ahead.
Nade, my able director, I thank you and I say good evening. I greet all dear friends, sons and daughters all over the world, and I want to use this opportunity to say well done to the auditorium board of Radio Biafra and all the workers and mostly by Imam Mason. I want to comment on the meeting that hello.
The world is listening to your voice, my dear brother. Please continue.
Okay,
we are listening attentively.
I want to announce on meeting, and we are about to hold in the meeting we are going to hold in Malaysia, mostly in the Puchong district. By today, around 3 p.m. in the afternoon. So I want to tell everybody that is in Malaysia that are in Puchong. They should come to Vista Lavender and condominium, and whenever they come, they have to call this number 01. I want to leave this number so that anybody that wants to come to the meeting, they should call this number 0126 155.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening.
5.
Repeat the number.
Okay. 0126.
Yes.
0126 155 752. That's okay. The number they should contact for our meeting, our district meeting in Puchong here, because this is the first time we want to hold a meeting. Everybody, we have a lot of people here in Puchong, and they have not been attend. They have not coming together to come and listen to this Radio Biafra, and also we want to use this time to enlighten all our Puchong members here. We have the executive meeting that we normally attend, but the people that are here, because of what is happening in Malaysia, so many people, they are scared of the police, and they are scared of being interrogated, because everybody here is scared. There are so many things that the Malaysian government are doing to all Biafrans in Malaysia here. We are not happy. So we want to use this opportunity to tell all of Biafran members that are in Puchong area in Malaysia, they should come to Vista Lavender Condo. They should call this number that I gave out on this radio. And I want to use this opportunity to tell all our Biafran, men and women to stand up for this call. This is not a call that we need everybody. But there are people that are weak. There are so many people that they don't want to come out. We have to do what the radio asks us to do. This is all about fighting for our freedom. We have to bring out the money. No matter how little you earn or how big you earn, but you have to bring out something. Let us, this is not the fight that we will rely on the director to say that we move. We have to move. This is the fight that everybody have to bring out on. It requires money. So we are at least by our first meeting starting here, we are going to realize on something, and anything that we come up with, we will direct it to the coordinator of Alicia Mobilo. And as well, I want to tell each and every one of us that this is the time that if those people that are in the United States of America, they are eating hamburger or whatever, they call themselves able men and women, they cannot do anything. By the time that we come out, if they want us to steal, as you have been saying, there are people that they are hot tempered. We have so many of our Biafran men and women, they are there in the zoo, committing all sort of evil, doing all sort of things in the name of courtesy, killing their fellow brothers. These are able men that have graduated from school. They are supposed to do something, but they because of there is no work, they mess up their life with guns and other things. So we are not going to rely on waiting for those people that are weak. We are capable. Let us do something. If we require that we are going home on that particular day, let us go home. If they don't want to support us, we break the banks. We break anywhere that we see. We collect the money and buy ammunition. We need to get our Biafra. We are not trying to tell break Nigeria. Nobody's breaking Nigeria. We are bringing ourselves out of Nigeria, because Nigeria is a dead place.
Exactly.
Me staying here, I don't like it. I have something that I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to have caught that told Barrister Imambezu that I have this knowledge of inventing a nuclear bomb. What we need is an extraordinary training. So we are not supposed to rely on anybody. I'm not happy that I'm a slave in this country, and I'm a slave when I go back to my country. I will be a slave. So let us not rely on the people that are weak, or the people that when you talk to them about Biafra, the people that got to the land of Canaan, nobody is not everybody that went there. Mostly the people that believe. This is a spiritual call. It's those people that believe in Biafra that will achieve it. So let us not rely on all of them. If the money is not there, we break the banks when we go home. We do all sorts of things to get that money, and we must make sure that Tupu Abiyama will help us to rebuild our country, to rebuild a state that has been in origin before Nigeria. And thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on Skype, I presume. Is that correct? Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, my name is Abilet Wung. I'm calling from Qatar.
From Qatar, please go ahead. Give us only 2 minutes because we're about to round up, please, if you may.
Director, please, my brother want to speak with you. All my brothers, so they are here. They want to speak to you and they want to ask you some questions.
Please go ahead. Put them on the line, please. They should start by giving me their name and their village, where they come from.
My name is Bennett Adizwe in Qatar. I'm from Imo State, Noru, local government.
Thank you.
Really, I'm just hearing about your name, but at my age, who witnessed war? And I know Wazirika have been in forefront in this pursuit of Biafra. My question is, why an intelligent young man like you, who wants or who is pursuing the same goal with Wazirika, would not all of us join hands together to get Biafra first before we start apportioning blame?
Because I don't work with criminals. If you work with criminals, you will not get Biafra. Biafra is a holy pursuit. Biafra is spiritual. It is not temporal. Biafra cannot be gotten by men who have blood on their hands. Men of ill pursuit. Men who have been compromised. Men who are dining with our enemies. This is Biafra. We are whiter than white and whiter than snow. We are incorruptible. We don't work with corrupt men. Men that have stolen in the name of Biafra. Men that stood on the bones of 3.5 million people to perpetrate impunity. Men who have kidnapped their own kind. Men who are working with Hausa people.
There is no way we can work with them. Any day you mix it to Wazurike, that day Biafra will not come through your hands. We must remain pure. We must remain clean. We must be honest. We must be truthful and exceedingly transparent. That is what makes Radio Biafra different, and that is why we are going to get Biafra.
Yeah, thank you. I understand your angle of chasing this matter, but I still believe that a kingdom that is divided will not stand. Why not let us get Biafra first, then before we pursue the criminals and whatever you call them?
We will kill the criminals before Biafra comes. They cannot see Biafra. They are either in exile or they are dead. No criminal will see Biafra. God is my witness.
Well, I know you are not a lawyer by profession. I would have asked if he has been convicted for the offenses that you claim or allege him of.
Has Jonathan been convicted of stealing 1.9 billion? Has Sanusi been convicted of siphoning $300 million? Did anybody convict Babangida for killing Delegiwa? Did anybody convict Oju Zokalo for running Abia into the ground? Did anybody convict Chimaroke for all the people that they killed? Did anybody convict Buhari for those that they killed? Did anybody convict Tinubu for all the money that he stole?
Well, that is the argument we are on now. For the reason that these cases have never been established, can we please, 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 at my age, let us fight and struggle to get Biafra out before all this point that...
No, I disagree with you.
My case.
If you know Owazurike, tell him to go on exile or he will die there. Very simple.
Director.
Yes.
I have some people they want to talk to you, please.
Of course, very briefly.
My brothers, yeah.
In addition to what I'm Val Anyanwu from Lagwa Ukwato in
yes.
Mombisa.
Thank you.
State. Also residing in Qatar.
Yes.
Yeah, please. I've heard all that you have said. So in addition to what my brother just said, please, can you tell us the effort you have made in you have made in Biafra land since the day of Biafra war happened? So can you tell us your present achievement now?
Are you talking to me on Radio Biafra or not?
I'm talking, yes, of course.
Before, have you spoken to anybody this way before, and your voice has been heard all over the world before? Based on Biafra.
I'm
asking you a question, you will answer me.
This is my first time anyway.
Has anybody set up a radio station of this magnitude where you can speak in Qatar and people in Brazil can hear your voice before?
No, but is this an achievement towards the transition of Biafra?
Do you know the meaning of the word media? M-E-D-I-A.
Yes, I know.
What is the meaning of media?
The work of media is to communicate to the public.
Has anybody ever communicated with you this way before regarding Biafra?
If I really think about it, if I really try to do it, that I can call.
Yes or no? Has anyone communicated with you this way before? Yes or no?
No.
Has anybody before placed Biafra on satellite before?
Which I don't know, but
no, I'm asking you a question. Yes or no answer. Yes or no. Has anybody placed Biafra on satellite before now?
I don't know. No.
You don't know?
Yeah, no.
Before we came, has anybody before made it possible for Microsoft to recognize the word Biafra?
Microsoft?
Yes.
No. No.
And then you asked me to list my achievement. Tell me what Owazurike achieved.
Excuse me, please. Another
what did Owazurike achieve?
Since Owazurike's regime, he has been arrested by the Nigerian government and he has been kept in the prison for several years.
Is that an achievement?
Is that an achievement?
I'm asking you.
Arrested by the Nigerian government.
Is that an achievement? I ask you the question before I answer you. Is that an achievement? Being arrested, is that an achievement?
Of course, it is. Without this, I don't think that there will be any adjustment.
Diana was arrested on the 28th of April 2005, detained for 3 months solitary confinement, first 8 days was at SSS headquarters at Ikoyi. I was driven by land under armed escort to SSS headquarters in Abuja. I stayed in solitary confinement for 2 months and 21 days. I was the person who actually saved the lives of those coup plotters from Equatorial Guinea because I was in the same cell with them. Does that mean I've achieved something?
That is on the actualization of Biafra or what? On actualization of Biafra.
You are not listening to me. I will repeat what I said. I was arrested at Murtala Mohammed Airport at Ikeja under Biafra because of my activities with Biafra, because of the things they saw with me. I was taken back to London, my dear brother. I was detained because of it, and I'm asking you, does that mean I have done something for my country? He has gone quiet. I don't debate with people who are not enlightened.
I'm trying to tell you, please.
Director.
Yes.
Director. Please. There is one of my brother want to talk to you. Please.
Go ahead.
Please. We are many here, so they want to talk. They want to ask questions.
Go ahead. I hope they are not mass-up criminals. I don't like criminal people. I hate rogues and criminals. I don't like them. I hope they are clean. I hope their conscience and their hands are clean.
Yes.
Director.
Clean.
Yes, go ahead. We are clean. Listen. We want to know so that we shall join. You have to calm down, listen to us. Please, let us understand well. We don't know you in person. It's Uwazike we have known. We have not been hearing you as a person. It's Uwazike we've been hearing. In this point in time, we want to make use of know you, hear from you. Why not calm down? Don't call me that rogue and this, that, please. It's not good. What I'm trying to ask you now is it. Uwazike has been the person in Igbo land. Everybody have a mind and everybody knows him. But for one day in Igbo land, we have not heard that you are somewhere, this place or the other place, that we shall go and hear from you, talk with you, ask you questions, if not now that I am talking with you. This, my point is, when you have misunderstanding with Uwazike, do you think we are going to achieve our goal? Is it going to help us?
I have told you this. Maybe, my brother, I'll tell you something.
We join hands and do this.
I will explain something to you.
Yeah, this is what I want to know.
Let me explain something to you. Maybe some of you don't know the meaning of the word Biafra. Some of you don't know the meaning of it. I want to make one thing very clear to you, that Biafra is the kingdom of heaven on this earth. Biafra is more spiritual than political. Let me finish, please. It's very, very important. Anybody whose hands have been stained, if you are corrupt, if you are a killer, if you're a compromiser, you can never get Biafra. And I promise them something of form is delaying me. Once we launch Radio Biafra website, I shall show you physical evidence that Uwazike was campaigning for PDP. I will show you physical evidence that Uwazike took money from people. I will show you physical evidence that Uwazike is compromised. And all those following him, they can never get you Biafra. They will lie to you and deceive you the same way that every Igbo politician have deceived you, because your minds are filthy, because Chukwu Abiama has withdrawn his blessing and his glory from you. You see lies and you think it is the truth. You see the truth, you think it is lies, because you cannot discern anymore. Spiritually, you are blind. You don't know what is truth. You don't know what is lies. You've not heard about Nnamdi Kanu because I will not pay Yoruba newspapers to write about me. That's why you don't hear about me from them. But if you do your research, you will hear about me. You will hear about the indigenous people of Biafra. You will hear what we are doing. We are building something from the ground incrementally. Uwazike has not done. He has been to prison. So have Nnamdi Kanu been to prison. What else has he done for his people? We have built a legacy that will last even after Biafra has come. Radio Biafra will exist forever. Radio Biafra is on satellite. Biafra Television is coming very shortly. Our headquarters is at Enugu, not at Okwe, not at Isema Farukuma, my father's compound. We are mobilizing people all over the world to remember those that fought and died for us on the 30th of May. Oh, Wazirike has never done it and can never do it. If he does it, he will die. The spirit of those people will come at night and kill him off. We don't have any memorial. We are going to build a memorial at Enugu to be commemorated on the same day that we are having our protest all over the world. We know what we are doing. We are building from the ground up, not from the Yoruba newspapers down. This is Radio Biafra, staffed by men who are learned, not by a bunch of crazy opportunists. That is why anything we touch turns into gold. That is not one achievement I mentioned we accomplished under this very banner, which Wazuki can replicate till the day he dies. Never. He cannot do it. So this is Radio Biafra. We must bring our program to an end. Do we have any other questions from there before we round up? No. No more questions. That is how it is all the time with us. We make things possible. We simplify. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know. I think we'll give it to Mr. Woods, who will close the proceedings for us today. Yes? My brother, do you want to have something to say? Of course, take the microphone and say something before we close, please. Very, very important. Go ahead.
Yes, yes. My people, I greet you all once again. This is Ndemeka Dike. And in conclusion, in terms of lending voice, it is with pleasure that I find myself here today, and even a greater pleasure to lend my voice to this cause, a worthy and notable cause. I understand very much so that a lot of people have mixed sentiments when they hear the mention of the word Biafra, and perhaps rightfully so. But I want to remind everybody, each and every one of our listeners, that the Igbo people, the people of Biafra, we are a people of rich history. We are people of rich culture, rich tradition, and perhaps not to miss out on ingenuity. We have professors, doctors, lawyers, engineers all over the world. And we are doing greater things each and everywhere on this globe, but we are not doing as much as we can in the land that we all are proud to say we are from. It doesn't take much for anybody who is concerned about the Igbo plight to look deep and see that our people has been greatly marginalized in the country that we call Nigeria, that we were forced to be a part of without our permission. You know, the way I sum up Nigeria is basically someone coming in, drawing a circle, and telling everybody within that circle that this is your country, this is your father's land, this is where you belong. And I sometimes try to equate that to somebody coming into my house now and telling me that, you know, whoever is in here, whether I know the person or not, that we all now belong to this house, and this house belongs to everybody, irregardless of our differences, be it culture, be it religion, be it anything. And we are forced to live under that standard. And so right now, if you look into the present status of Nigeria, you will see that there's a lot of chaos. There's a lot of chaos going on in that country. That's a lot of civil world. When they look at us, they can't help but laugh. You know, a lot of us here, when they look at the news coming out from Nigeria, it was very hard for you not to even be heartbroken. It would be hard for you not to be touched by the kind of stories that are coming out from Nigeria. You have people killing other people for no just reason. Human life is basically worthless to criminals and rogues. You have politicians parading themselves, you know, with the country's wealth, not even giving a second thought to the plight of the people, the living standard of the people. You know, they loot and embezzle this money without impunity, without regards to lives. People are killed every day on the roads, you know. And it's about time that we all just stand up and look at all these issues and ask ourselves, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We can't just stand on our own backyards and say, oh, it's going to get better, it's going to get better. Things will not get better until we start making a movement for it to get better. When we pray, we don't just pray oh God, help me see through this situation here. You pray to God to give you the strength to be able to pass through a situation that you're going through, and then you go out there and actually put an effort out to, you know, see yourself through that situation. This is the same when I look at Biafra. You know, we can sit here all day and clamor about Biafra. We can sit here all day and clamor about how we could have been as a people, or we can get up and actually start doing something about it. To start doing something about it doesn't take much. It just takes efforts. It takes you to just go in and do your research. Radio Biafra has been very eloquent in bringing out some truth to light. We as a people, sometimes we get lost in not knowing our history. But I believe that once the truth is out, it doesn't take an intellectual to accept proven facts. And if those proven facts does not sit well with you, any logical person will not find it hard to go out there and make efforts to make those changes that are necessary to get to where you want to be. It's on this note here that I want to implore all of our listeners, you know, that believe in this movement, to please, please, go out there, lend your support, form your organizations, spread the word about Radio Biafra, because Radio Biafra is doing a lot of meaningful things for this cause here, and we can only progress further in unity. If everybody goes out there and spread the word and do their part in actualizing this our dream of Biafra. So I implore everybody to please. This is not the time when someone will come out to you and say, oh, the Igbo people are not together. Oh, the Igbo people are not organized. Oh, the Igbo people are this, the Igbo people are that. This is not the time for that. They say a journey of many, many, many miles starts with a step. So I also believe that even an avalanche starts with one single droplet of a snow. So it's on that note that I implore everybody, don't think that your presence is not needed. Don't think your presence will not make a difference. Each and every person can play a role in this movement. Don't discount yourself. Make yourself count. And on that note, I want to thank all of our listeners, all my people of Biafra, all of our well-wishers. I wish you all very well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are bringing our program today to a conclusion. I must say, we must thank each and every person wherever you are on this planet, especially our new listeners we are welcoming who are joining us via satellite. We please ask you to tell those with the satellite receivers to please just point your dish towards 17 degrees east. You should be able to get Radio Biafra. We have come to you today from Maryland here in the United States of America. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. Once again, please, wherever you are, continue to spread this very gospel. Continue to evangelize. Anchor everything you're doing upon truth and honesty. Because without truth and honesty, Biafra will not come. That is where we insist upon it, and that is where we say all the time that this Biafra we proclaim morning, noon, and night is our religion. And on this radio station is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiyama is our God. He is going to guide, sustain, keep, nurture each and every one of you. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much, and good evening from Maryland.
God bless Biafra. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Crucible unscathed, we passed victorious.